From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, the 30th day of November, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We've got an exclusive interview with James O'Keefe of Project Veritas. He's been breaking some huge news. The media has been trying to spin, but he has the Washington Post editors and others admitting there's no Russia evidence with Trump, and they have to make stuff up. They've tried to change the subject off into one of his other reporters, investigators infiltrating as a Judge Roy Moore victim. And they try to change the subject as if infiltrating is illegal or bad or something's wrong with it, but he's going to be on the transmission. And then we have another guest yesterday who was assaulted and had his speech stolen while he was trying to give a speech, and the media spun it like he had somehow started the whole fight. But before we go there, the frothing anti-white, anti-Western propaganda being deployed by mainstream media, by the Democratic Party, and by universities has reached beyond Hitler levels. I mean, it is the most frothing. We're going to kill all the whites. Whites are inherently evil. The Nazis did that in secret, and it was horrible, obviously. This is the most classically genocidal talk I've ever seen or heard. Meanwhile, in 7 different African countries, and in several other countries, they all happen to be Muslim, but 7 inside the continent of Africa, they sell men, women, and children at slave auctions if they're not Muslims. This is a fact. There's been documentaries and books written the last 50 years. The only place slavery goes on now is in Muslim countries and in Africa, where it's Muslim run in areas. But we've already known this a while. We broke this years ago. They're selling their organs, and it's black people being sold as slaves, their organs sold, and then I turn around, you can't swing a stick and not run into some black person that's converted to Islam because it's the thing that stands up for black people. And I'm not bashing Muslims who want to be Muslims or blacks that want to be Muslims. I just, this anti-Western crap and that the West invented everything evil is total malarkey. And again, we act like whites are the only people who can do anything wrong, and so everybody else is virtuous, but they've gone out to these minority groups that are the majority worldwide. Whites are about 7% of the world population. If you count everybody that identifies as whites, maybe 9%, but probably really about 5% of people that you call a true Caucasian, 5 to 7%. There are celebrations worldwide calling for the death of white people. And like I said, one of my security guys flew back from Thanksgiving, gets in the Uber, and the fellow from Nigeria, because he asked him, was just blaring, just rabid anti-white, kill the whites, we're going to kill them, we're going to take over. And I mean, this is just what is going on. This is what has happened. And so right here, right outside Austin, major state-funded university, cover of the newspaper, your DNA is an abomination, white is over, all the whites will soon be dead, cover of the newspaper in a major Texas paper, in a major Texas university, Texas State University. I mean, that is a big deal. That's LBJ's alma mater. Your DNA is an abomination. And this is a Hispanic guy saying this. So this is what it's reached. Meanwhile, I have the stacks of news, African migrants being sold as slaves by Libyan human traffickers. You mean Muslim. They'll never say it. And President Trump tweets out videos of gays being thrown off buildings in Egypt and people being killed by Muslims. And the media acts like he did something wrong. This is how crazy all of this has gotten. How they turn it around, because they know if Trump keeps doing it, it will expose the invasion of the Islamists that the globalists are allied with and running. And Juncker, the unelected head of the EU, admits it's an invasion. This is the globalist plan. It's their war. And all over the world, people are waking up and saying no to it. Stay with us. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All over the world, collectivists and the mega banks that control them, the monopoly capitalists that control them, are panicking. And they're panicking because classical free market systems create incredible wealth, incredible choices, incredible medicine, incredible travel, incredible art, incredible literature, amazing culture, and true open society and diversity. But just like the globalist left and the media calls themselves the resistance now, well, they're the resistance to Renaissance, the resistance to really moving forward, the resistance to being truly progressive. Everything they say they are, they're the opposite. They're the opposite of liberals. They're authoritarians. I have stacks of news here where they're now saying, ban the word mother and father, and it's actually happening in all these institutions they control. They're now banning putting the word refugees in quotes. They're sending the police out to investigate and arrest people in Sweden. Prominent Christian activists are being arrested in places like Ireland for criticizing radical Islam. But the globalists are panicking because the Dow surged 150 points, breaks above 2,000, 20,000, 24,000 ahead of Senate tax vote. Again, Dow surges 150 points, breaks above 24,000 ahead of Senate tax vote. Global trade boom steams into 2018 as Trump threatens barriers. I love how Bloomberg spins that. This is all Trump. This is all American exuberance. And then they spin it like Trump's threatening it. Well, they try to kill the economy and said we never grow above 3%. Now we're at 3.3. So that's all coming up. Trevor Noah and even USA Today have to admit Elizabeth Warren has a Pocahontas problem because she's not a Native American. She's lied about it, and she's a liar. So, see, Trump keeps doubling down. They keep acting like he's in trouble. They keep acting like he's a joke. But he picks his battles wisely, and he ends up winning. You want to be politically incorrect. You don't want to be painted into a corner. You don't want to let the word police and thought police tell you what to do and how to live and what to do. They're the ones engineering racism and division and control. And the dumbest, most lackluster, easily influenced, hype-driven people are the only ones that still buy into mainstream. And that is a minority of people who tend to be mainly white, hate themselves liberals. And that whole system is on the verge of collapsing. That's why all the Prairie Home Companion guy and Matt Lauer and the other Charlie Rose, they're all people with big fat contracts that everybody wants to shove overboard because the system's collapsing. There isn't any money anymore. There aren't viewers and listeners anymore. They're all going bankrupt. So they're throwing the golden calves, the altars, the idols overboard because it doesn't work anymore. They built these edifices up. They built these so-called stars up to make the public buy into whatever they said. And because it isn't selling, because it isn't working, and they're not getting ratings, and they're not getting influence, they're throwing them overboard. And it's going to get worse, and only the stupidest, most dumbed-down people in the system are going to keep going along with it. But their attacks are going to get more shrill, more desperate. The Democratic Party and others are suing Trump more than 3,000 times. They're going after everybody else with lawsuits because they're losers, and they're failing, and they're desperate, and they don't know what to do. They tried to dominate culture. They tried to run the country over the edge of a cliff. They wanted full control over everything. They wanted to kill the golden goose, and now it's blowing up in their face. And the more they try to panic and bully us into submission, the more we resist. So I salute you all. But in the midst of the Dow at 24,000 and Trump about to have the big victory for all of us with these big tax cuts that they now have the votes in the House and Senate, they're saying, with McCain saying he'll go along with it, with all of this happening and all of this unfolding, they are going to go to total race division, sex division, to sabotage culture. It's in the WikiLeaks. It's in all the other corporate documents. It's in the Sean Parker statements. It's in the Facebook documents that they're preying on you. They're keeping you alone. They're trying to make you unsuccessful. They're trying to make you desperate. And the operating system is modern liberalism. And they admit the modern liberal is the most depressed, unhappy, most suicidal, virtue-signaling person who's actually totally alone and keeps doubling down, and it only makes their life worse. Because these are the easily influenceable, wannabe intellectuals, wannabe cool kids who don't realize to be cool, stop trying to be cool and actually get into what it is to be a normal, natural human and become honorable. And stop acting like a juvenile trying to police everybody's thought and tell everybody what to do and bully everybody into submission. It's not working. No one is listening to you but other fellow losers. Society is breaking away from you completely, and your attempt to suck everybody back into your control is only blowing up in all of your collective faces. Now, let me read to you these headlines that when we come back, I'm going to cover in detail, because all of this is intertwined, interconnected, and illustrative. And this is just the news today. Just a small portion that ties together. Islamic slave traders in seven African countries are selling men, women, and children to slavery and harvesting their organs. Now, that's old news, but it's broken in the mainstream news today. Now, nowhere in the headlines does it say Muslim slave traffickers, because you can't ever say a Muslim did anything wrong. Just like Trump tweets videos of Muslims throwing gay men off buildings and killing them. Those are admitted real videos. They're 4 years old. He tweeted other videos of them smashing Catholic churches. I can show you hundreds of videos of that. They put it out themselves. They're proud of it. And the media says it's fake and it's, quote, racist. Oh, racist against a religion? Didn't know you could do that. An expansive, intolerant religion of 1.5 billion people oppressing their own people, oppressing women, attacking, and they say Trump's the bad guy. I rarely disagree with Paul Watson, and I don't really disagree with him here, but I called him last night. Paul just said, hey, this national group has some problems in the UK. Trump ought to look, you know, where he tweets these videos, because you can find other sources with one of the political baggage. The media spun that like we'd all turned against Trump and Trump's bad. And it says, in fact, in one article, it says the white supremacist, Paul Watson, who always bleats about Western civilization, it even went too far for him. See? They slander Paul. They slander the president. They defame everybody while they're the ones hyping up the cultural takeover of the West and the ones pushing all this. Paul wasn't mad at Trump. He was just simply saying that group's got some baggage, and, you know, the president might want to tweet from other sources. But again, They all leapt on it in literally hundreds of publications. National News last night had his tweet. Look, even Alex Jones and even Paul Watson, the white supremacist, they actually said that. See what halfway going along with them gets you? More lies. They take that as weakness. They've even turned against Trump. Everyone's turning against him. Again, more fake news, more hype, more lies. Now, continuing, when we come back, no focus on the Muslims selling hundreds of thousands of people into slavery, many of them as young as 6 years of age into sex slavery. Don't even say it's Muslims, even though it's Muslims doing it. And they say under the Quran they can to people that aren't Muslims. But meanwhile, front page papers in Texas are saying whites are inherently evil and must be exterminated. We're going to cover that on the other side. Stay with us.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, anybody can go online. Anybody can go to an online encyclopedia. Anybody can go buy a Quran in English at your local bookstore. I suggest you do it. I've done it. And it says that if someone is not a Muslim, you can put them into slavery. And it says that black people, uses racial slur, are not really human. And so under Islam, you can enslave them and use them. And of course, it was the Arab slave trade that created slavery in Africa, and that then the West adopted their view under biblical interpretations out of the Old Testament, saying that the mark of Cain and the rest of it was on black people. And so the transatlantic slave trade got picked up kind of after the end of the Crusades, a few hundred years later, when they took control of the Atlantic slave trade from the Muslims, who had control in the Mediterranean. And so the Muslims have always continued the slave trade, and they also sell the organs of the Christian blacks and animist blacks. Again, those are folks that worship nature, and they grab them from central Sahara areas and southern Sahara, and then take them up to Libya, and then sell them to different Islamic countries where they're kept on plantations. The men are worked on plantations. There's videos of them describing how there'd be good mules for everyone. We played those videos last week. CNN ran reports of it, but never said it was Muslims selling people at slave auctions with men, women, and children up on slave blocks being sold. CNN thought that was too much, so they didn't show you the women and children. Business Insider and many other publications, the Daily Mail and others over the years have shown the women and children being sold. ISIS advertised they were selling young children for sex. The Prophet Muhammad has had a 9-year-old wife, so they say that's okay. And I'm just quoting the Quran here. So again, African migrants being sold as slaves by Libyan human traffickers have their organs harvested, bodies mutilated and roasted like kebabs, claims Nigerian ex-minister. Well, there's no debating it. They've done documentaries. It's been in the Italian news that they find these men dead with their organs cut out. And many of the videos that we've been sent, a lot of it we don't show on air, is folks being made to eat other people's flesh and dead bodies with their organs cut out. But what we know 100% is major slave auctions going on in Libya after Hillary and Obama liberated it and put the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, ISIS people in charge. That is an incontrovertible fact. But you'll never hear them say it's Muslims doing it. Just a fact. Imagine if Christians were selling slaves somewhere, you'd be hearing about it, and you should. Meanwhile, up on NewsWars.com, President Donald Trump retweeted three videos posted by Christian activist Jada Frazin, and now she is appealing to him for assistance as she faces prison time for hate speech charges. Christian activist arrested after speaking out against Sharia in Ireland. She's the Christian nationalist and leading figure in the British Britain First Party that's been totally demonized, and seized the opportunity to highlight her penchant and issued a plea to President Trump to intercede on her behalf before she is sent to jail for up to 2 years if convicted for speaking out against Islam in the anti-terrorism rally in Belfast, Ireland. So you can say what you want about this group there in England that the media demonizes, that I haven't really found any serious issues with. And people can try to act like they're extremists and hope the establishment won't call for your arrest. But I'll assure you, you'll be next. Because that's how the globalists operate. That's up on newswars.com. Let's continue. Before election, Putin offers $8.6 billion to Russians to have more babies. Here the left is saying, if you're white especially, don't have more babies. That's out of Bloomberg. NFL to give $100 million contribution to social justice warrior groups. That's right. The big corporate NFL loves going bankrupt, and they've got to push their whole race-based narrative. So they're going to give $100 million to that to sponsor more racial division in America, because that's the program. Meanwhile, Black Lives Matter to boycott white-owned businesses for Black Christmas says don't shop with whites. They're bad people, and they need to stop white capitalism. There you go. And here's a big report up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com from Campus Reform. Student op-ed calls for white people an abomination. Student op-ed calls white people an abomination. When I think of all the white people I've ever encountered, there's perhaps only a dozen I would consider decent. Texas State University student newspaper on the front published an op-ed Tuesday telling white people that your DNA is an abomination. This is down in San Marcos. We should get a physical copy of it. We have photos of it. When I think of all the white people I've ever encountered, whether they've been professors, peers, lovers, friends, police officers, etc., there's perhaps only a dozen I would consider decent. Student columnist Rudy Martinez begins the op-ed. Well, what a racist pig. But the University Star has not posted on its website, but in the front of the paper. Because they want to just do all this secretly in the brainwashing facility. They don't want it outside of the cult. The piece documents Martinez's personal opinion of whiteness and white people, which he defines to include anyone who is a descendant of those Europeans who chose to abandon their identity in search of something new. Stolen land, even though all the natives were busy killing each other to take it over from each other as well. And, of course, Europe can't be for whites either. It's for the Muslims now. Contending that racial categories are used to subjugate non-white people, Martinez complains that in Texas, a bizarre state I have now inhabited for 4 years, I continuously meet individuals that either deny the existence of white privilege or fail to do something productive about it. And then he goes on to say, your DNA is an abomination. Get rid of whiteness. And then the feminist magazines say, abort your baby if it's white. Addressing white classmates, he asserts that you were not born white, but rather became white and actively remain white through allegiance to a country that was never great. But everybody wants to get here as soon as they can, though, even though the country is so horrible. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, Muslim population Europe to triple by 2050, even with zero migration, study shows. RT. Don't worry, though. Swedish government report says putting the word refugees in quotations is hate. See, if you question them calling 10 million people, 80% of them military-age men, most of them have fought for Al-Qaeda, or ISIS, or other groups, that are coming in saying they want welfare and everything for free, and they believe they can rape any unaccompanied woman. And the government says they're allowed to rape people in Sweden because that's their culture. And the feminists put hijabs on and say Allah Akbar at mass rallies because they see it as rebellious. But if you put refugees in quotes when they're invaders of the EU program, of Junckers, the head of the unelected EU, saying it's an invasion, saying it's a takeover, saying it's a plan to end Western civilization for world government, well, then you're racist and maybe you need to be arrested. And that's where this is all moving. Sweden's new government censorship. Meanwhile, Sadiq Khan, the Islamic mayor of London, says bringing general neutral toilets to London to reflect the incredible diversity of the city. He's the one attacking Trump, saying, how dare you tweet videos of Muslims doing violent things? That's worse than actually killing people, is to show what the killers did in upside down world.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why new manna storable foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. New manna is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your new manna today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com. Powerprepper.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. If you just joined us, I got into the fact that all over the news, they're talking about slaves, Africans being sold into slavery, and it's all added to the whole guilt culture, like white people are doing it, and, you know, no one knows exactly who's involved. Meanwhile, it's Arab Wahhabist slave traders that, under their version of Islam, black people aren't humans. I have hours of footage sent to us by our intelligence operative sources that's open source, but that's been removed from the internet, of them forcing blacks in Libya, the Muslims, to come by, and they chop up with a meat cleaver one of their brethren in front of them and make them eat it before they kill them, because they believe that makes them go to hell. And then the others beg and plead and all the rest of it, and some of them they keep for farm work. Then they're sent to the farms that were captured and taken by Muslims all over Africa now, but mainly in the north. And in the East, to work as slave laborers for the rest of their lives on the plantations. If you watch the CNN videos they got 2 weeks ago Many of them seem so incredibly happy that they're there being sold. That's because most of them got killed. They estimate 60,000 blacks have been killed in Libya alone because the Arabs don't want blacks in their countries. Super racist. But see, there's perfect cover for all this because the Arab and Islamic groups just buy off our politicians and our media, and that's why I've been threatened from the highest levels in private meetings that were off the record, so I won't say by who, that they're going to destroy me. They're going to come after us financially and every other way if I don't leave the Muslims alone. And I've been told that's the group. You leave them alone and you leave the pedophile stuff alone. Well, guess what? I'm tripling down. Get ready. The big torpedoes are coming. You want to fight? You better believe you got one. 110% head to head. Feel your hand. Let's go. Let's get it on. That's how I go to the heights, is engaging you. The bigger the enemy, the better. It's everything I've been asking for. Let's go. I'm going to go after radical Islam. I'm going to go after its orthodoxy. I'm going to go after the pedophiles. I'm going to go after the globalists, and I'm being proven right on every front. So get ready. Just like I'm a missile guidance system, what you don't want me to cover is right where I go. So thank you for letting me know where you're at and who you are. I'm coming for you. And the spectacle of whatever happens will light you up for everybody else to open fire politically as well. See, I'm not a Satanist like you. It isn't all about me. Because it's all about me. It's all about my family and other decent people having a future. It's not about me because it's all about me. You got that? Not just about my life, but other people's lives, because I'm connected to them and I want them to have a future. And it's a man's job to stand up for other people's future, because other men did it, so I'd have a future. And I'm not going to let those other men and women down. You got that? It's a fight I want. And I put it all on God's providence. They had right-wing watch and all these globalist Soros funding groups attack me and make fun of me yesterday, saying Alex Jones called on the power of Christ. Alex Jones told his listeners to ask God for guidance and to pray to Jesus Christ, and they made jokes about it. That's why you're godless losers, filth. You're so disconnected. You think it's discrediting that I call in the name Jesus Christ? No. They act like they manage all the words, and they manage the culture, and they manage everything. So if they say something's discrediting, then, oh, I better stop doing it. Oh, Trump's discredited because he tweets what he wants to. Oh, he showed Muslims involved in violence. That's the greatest crime. Oh, the Dutch government says this video of a kid being beaten up may not be real. Oh, really? The Muslims never beat up anybody. There's no go zones. France, England, Sweden, Germany all have no go zones where the fire departments and the police departments won't even go. Just type it in. Type in Dutch fire departments won't go in no-go zones. French fire departments, Belgian fire departments, Swedish fire departments all announced this month sites all over their countries they won't go into. But don't worry, here in the U.S. they're moving from Austin to Chicago to you name it to ban bulletproof glass in businesses at bank tellers and at liquor stores. There it is, Europe's no-go zones, list of 900 EU areas where police have lost control to migrants. What is that, the Sunday Express? Yeah. But again, oh, Trump's a liar. He's a bigot. He showed men beating people up and throwing gays off buildings. How bigoted. Yeah, there's one of the headlines. What is it, 3 out of 5? 3 out of 4. Child refugees are actually adults. Oh, yeah. You'll read these articles where a 30-year-old raped some 15-year-old in a Swedish high school, and the news says, well, that's what boys do in their country, and it's some 30-year-old guy with a beard named Ahmed, and he rapes her, and it's okay because, oh, we're sorry. Thank you for... But they've even had women apologize to the Muslims when they rape them. I'm sorry I fought back at first. I forgot what you've gone through. The head of the Green Party in Germany then said, stop wearing short dresses. You're asking for it. The most classic sexist garbage. But from the left, it's okay. Because, see, they just want to adopt what they see as brutal masculine control. most of the so-called liberal lesbians and all these groups, they just want to have the guy with the duck's ass haircut and the James Dean outfit. The truth is James Dean wasn't slapping girls around, but they want to be the ones slapping the girls around. And statistically, it shows it. I'm not blaming all lesbians, but it shows that most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around. They think that's manly. And a lot of the chicks, they like it. See, because no man will do that to them, and I'm not saying it's good if a man does that, but some women like it. And if they can't find a man to smack them around, well, they found them a girl going to do it real good, knock them upside their head, and have 50 Shades of Grey about the sexy rich guy that's going to chain you up. Of course, you're going to get chained up one time. They're going to put that devil mask or that piggy mask on. They're going to say, now I'm going to torture you for about 6 weeks. So start begging for your mommy and your daddy. That's the liberals. They want to get you in a dungeon. They want to strap you down and take a buzzsaw and cut the top of your head off like a pumpkin and pull it off and get a little spoon and go, well, you're looking in the mirror. This is one thing I know they like to do. And they go, I'm going to eat your brain now. Let's start. Let's start at the side areas here because we don't want to take away your sight at the back or your thinking on the front. I'm going to eat your cerebral cortex last. Because I've got power! I love Satan! And I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death! And you're going to follow my liberal orders. And you're going to talk like I talk. And you're going to be guilty when I say you're guilty. And you're going to bow to me. And I'm going to teach huge hordes of people that we shovel welfare at to hate you if you produce, to hate you if you're good, and to create a total system of collapse. Oh, but it's, okay, don't say it's Muslims running a slave trade. No. No, it's Libyans. They did it. No, it was Libya invaded by jihadists who now run the country as a giant exploitation site. But that's okay. African migrants, don't put that in quote, are being sold as slaves by Libyan human traffickers. So what they do is they call, the Islamic invaders are called migrants. Then the blacks are enslaving, they call them migrants to create people feeling sad for the Muslim invaders. You understand how they recycle that? You got the Muslim invaders running slave camps, then going to Europe to, you know, run their operations to get girls kidnapped and shipped back. But then to make themselves look good, they then take the identity of the people they've actually enslaved to double dip and then be the victims on top of it. And then they never call them Muslims. It's just all giant mind control. And the public just goes along with this. And I've just got stacks of news on that front. But so much more coming up on the economy straight ahead as the globalists panic, as the Dow goes to 24,000 and the globalists like Soros crap his dirty little filthy Nazi scumbag britches. Ha ha ha! Yeah! I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, Trump is doing the exact thing he should be doing. He's coming out, tweeting whatever videos he wants, covering radical Islamic violence. The answer is all of us have got to compile together documentation of the slave trade, the women being sold, the small children being put into sex slavery, where in one day over 100 men raped a six-year-old till she died in Syria, raping little girls till they die. We need to show all the news articles, just compilations of the news articles where they've had to report on this and then say, what is it Trump's lying about? What is it Trump's doing that's wrong? This is an orchestrated globalist invasion and using radical Islam to come in that's bullied and enslaved the rest of Islam is part of an overall plan of authoritarianism. And the globalists are authoritarian and they believe Islam will help them put authoritarian systems in. That's what's happening. Meanwhile, we've got a lot of other big news, obviously. Now it's like six or seven top NPR managers and the Prairie Home Companion guy that just looks like a total kook and is just unlistenable liberal pseudo-intellectual garbage. But he says he just accidentally touched a woman's open back because she had a short sweater on. Might be true. That'll be an executable offense in the future. Pedophilia will be legal. Sexualizing children is already going on, you know, with Disney books and movies. But if you touch a woman, it'll be like Islam, you know, you'll be executed or something. But the point is they're all being flushed because they're failures. Their propaganda didn't work. They were the leftist media gods we were all supposed to follow, and they're not. So they're not going to be just left alone like an old statue of Lenin or something. They're going to be cut down politically and melted down for recycling. They even have a new Prairie Home Companion bozo who looks like a younger version of the other bozo. They even go out and get the exact same looking and sounding guy as if their audience is so dumb they won't know it's the same one. And with that audience of people literally in a trance listening to hypnotic voices, they are. And yes, I'm the anti-NPR. I'm not here trying to put you into a trance, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here trying to get you to wake up and take action. Meanwhile, I'm not going to play the video, but the transcript's up on Infowars.com. The Hill also reported it. Trevor Noah hits Warren. Native American claims are something problematic. He goes on and says, is Donald Trump racist? Yeah. Oh, he's the authority because he's a black guy. But in his own way, he's hitting Elizabeth Warren for saying she's Native American when she wasn't. And then they go on to say Trump is right. See, because Warren's got a big problem, and Trump knows. She's a fraud. She knew she wasn't Native American. She's been lying about it the whole time, and she keeps doubling down. She said she was part of these tribes that didn't know or never heard of her. So Elizabeth Warren's Pocahontas pickle. That's U.S. News and World Report. There's other ones. Elizabeth Warren's Pocahontas problem. By the way, look at the Prairie Home Companion guy. If you're a radio listener, obviously you have to go look him up yourself, but I mean, that guy looks like he escaped from a mental institution, just like Al Franken. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but let me tell you something. There's a major disorder going on there. And that's what most leftists look like. They got run over by a car. And I'm not trying to be mean, but there's something going on. Black liberals, white liberals, Hispanic liberals that are really dedicated to it. You know, if you kind of halfway go along with it because it's a bullying system, you know, you're normal. But the real acolytes of it are a bunch of lunatics. Look at that guy. I mean, talk about Mars attacks. No makeup needed there. Meanwhile, Today's Show staff mourn accused sexual predator Matt Lauer. Oh, he's a predator for grabbing girls' butts. And I'm not defending him. The point is now, notice, this is equated with Weinstein sex trafficking, reportedly raping women. Meanwhile, new female Michigan candidate says, vote for me so you don't have to see a male member. She actually says in the ad, I don't have a, you know what. So that's all coming up. We've also got a report here out of Austin. F Donald Trump, racist thug, sucker punch man for being white. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the big subject the globalists don't want covered and don't want talked about because it ties in. In fact, I want to play a piece of that report right now out of Austin that I like the food they've got in East Austin. It's very diverse food. Got white folks, black folks, Hispanics, Asians, all living in peace. But there's a certain minority of black folks now that have bought into the whole Black Lives Matter, the chip on the shoulder deal, and the rest of it. And, I mean, almost everybody I know has been mugged or the people tried to mug them. Which is pretty dangerous because a lot of folks are concealed carry. But I don't want to put myself or my family in that danger. I probably went down there 10 times a couple years ago and 3 times had very aggressive, large black males come up to me like it was a business. They were well-dressed each time and threatened to attack me if I didn't give them money. And I just got in a fighting stance and I just said, man, you need to back off. But that's what happened. And my wife was, by the third time, she goes, I guess you're right. We can't eat over here. And I said, no. I said, I don't. She goes, well, you just carry your gun. And I just said, I want to leave it in the car. I don't want to have to do this. I'm not out looking for this. I'm white. It's a no-go zone. I can't go. And a lot of folks that first moved in over there that I know personally that were liberals, they're having to move out. I mean, they're being robbed. They're being attacked. And the black culture with that minority of racist blacks is whites are evil. They deserve to be mugged. They deserve to be attacked. The new Black Panther Party in Houston says don't loot in your neighborhood. Go loot the whites. Go kill the whites. You know, go mug the whites. And I hear about it from the police department. And every few weeks, there's a new video out, but it never really gets any attention. And that is just white people that look wimpy, particularly. I mean, I weigh like 240 pounds. I couldn't imagine these little guys, you know, what it's like. And I've seen the videos. They go ahead and give the guy the wall. They just go ahead and boom, punch him, knock him out. A lot of times folks die. The media, CNN goes, oh, so what? Shut up. You're white. I mean, it's real KKK type stuff. And it's really, really sad. And it's a daily occurrence. So in a lot of these areas around the country, people have learned you can't go into them if you're white. This is all part of what the left's done. Hell, they even had a cat sanctuary that was owned by two white liberals, and they got the folks out front that, black and Hispanic and white, saying, move out, get out. We don't want whites even here. So they have demonstrated, the media covers it like it's good. They're like, yeah, whites, get out. You know, you're bad. So here it is.
Do anything and to have, like, this random act of violence against you, like, how safe would you feel after that?
Michael Temple was leaving Friends Bar around 1:45 Saturday morning. He was headed to his car when he says he came across a group of six or seven African-American men at 6 and Sabine.
When I was walking by him, and the dude said, F Donald Trump, and full force just punched me right in the ear.
He was knocked to the ground, then got back up. Moments later, he says he was sucker punched again in the back of the head before the men scattered off.
Got back to my car, made it home, thank God.
Okay, we ought to get this fellow on. By the way, there's countless videos of these. Usually they hit guys with long hair that look kind of liberal or small. And that's why, because, I mean, come on. I don't want to have to sit there with six, seven guys, white or black, try to physically attack me or my family. It's just not going to be pretty. And that's what we got the Second Amendment for. So, not a soft target. And again, these folks are filled with this. They are absolutely filled with this hate. And it's all been done by the media. It's been their plan. But thank God most black folks, most white folks are rejecting this, whether it's the KKK doing this or black folks doing it. But black on white attacks are in most areas like 20-1, 10-1 in more rural areas. The KKK is not doing anything anymore. That's a total failed group, and I'm glad they are. The black racism is being organized. It's being pushed, and it's very, very sick. And so I just hope it doesn't ever happen where somebody's dumb enough to go ahead and, you know, try to physically attack me, because I'm not going to fight you. I'm 44 years old, and I just don't need to do that and risk my life. I'm just going to go ahead and defend myself. So word of the wise, you attack me with bodily harm, I'm going to defend myself. And I know it makes the left mad. I've been coming up all over the country. The left is removing bulletproof glass out of businesses so the people can be killed more easily and enslaved more easily. And Austin's passed ordinances where you can't put fences or gates on your communities. So it's actually a plan. They're setting it all up. Okay, InfoWarsStore.com. I've got to end it today. It is the last day. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on our best-selling items. When you purchase the products, you make everything we do possible. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get free shipping right now, plus 10% up when you sign on for AutoShip. Thank you so much. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So we have Africans that are non-Muslims being sold by Muslims into slavery all over areas of the Middle East and North and East Africa. That's now Daily Mail. That's now major publications. It's all confirming what we've been reporting on for years. I want to open the phones up and talk about this and talk about President Trump and the fact that he tweeted out videos of known Islamic violence against people. And then the media criticizes him for, quote, putting down Muslims. This is what Muslims are doing under the Islamic religion. I mean, it's not debated that hundreds of churches were blown up in Libya and hundreds more in Egypt and hundreds more in Syria, or that women were sold into sex slavery and their children, or that gay men, this is in Egypt, were thrown off buildings. Let me show you hours of this. And then you have the so-called left trying to cover it up. But briefly in this segment, and we're going to come back and I'm going to give the number out and take your calls as well. Since I mentioned this article, I thought I'd go over it with the Soros-funded right-wing watch. Alex Jones, look to Jesus for inspiration fighting the globalist. Then I said, we're up against evil. We're up against corruption. You have to believe in a higher power and know that you're never alone, that God's always there with you. They hate this because they want the state to be there. They don't want you to have a family. They don't want you to have a husband or wife. They want you to be totally alone, cold at night. Again, Facebook, documents, WikiLeaks documents, government documents. I harp on that. I have thousands of articles to cover. Thousands, hundreds of clips. But I harp on that because that's their key. They say, we want you alone. We don't want you to have a good job. We don't want you to have a future. We want Facebook to manage you and keep you alone. We want to keep you away from churches that empower you. And that's what they've done. And so they know this is the strength. So they write this to laugh at it, to keep all the people that read this and that share this on leftist publications alone and not having God and not having that connection to a higher power. Because it's that energy that threatens them. It's that energy of will and courage and decency and honor and power. And I say that humbly, but believe me, God and the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit and Christ, the trifecta, the triad, that is infinitely stronger than the power of this world, and that's why they hate it. So they think playing this game that they manage language and they manage culture and they tell you what's bad and tell you what's good. Most of the time, whatever they tell you, we're covering that's bad is what's really strong. Like Trump tweeting these videos of violence. Two of them are totally confirmed. The other, the Dutch government says, we don't know if it's real. Oh my gosh. Well, then the Muslim never killed anybody, right? Never did nothing wrong. No. Next, you're going to tell me birds fly and that water's wet. And that mother's milk is what you need to live when you're a baby. That 2 + 2 = 4. So Alex Jones, look to Jesus for inspiration. Wow, that's the headline. Ha ha, look, they laugh. Look at him. Ha ha. Jared Holt. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They know it all. What they know to do is to be all alone and to follow the establishment edicts and to be good little slaves of the establishment, even as the watering holes of the Soros money dry up, even though he intensifies it. The other big globalists are bowing out. They're not backing it. They're not funding it. So they're throwing all the old media people overboard. Whole systems collapsing. But still, there's folks that are willing, like the Hitler Youth in Germany, to stay behind as the tanks roll in. Here, take this rocket launcher. You'll be safe. As the SS officer runs off. Here, you know, you guys fight. We're winning, by the way. Just stay up here. We'll be back later. As they duck, you know, the artillery barrage.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now into the second hour, I want to give the number out for you to give us your take on the North Korea situation, on the news coming out of the African slave trade run by Muslims. They're now harvesting their organs. Western media is reporting on it, but they never say it's organized Al-Qaeda, ISIS funding themselves with it, even though Al-Qaeda and ISIS admit they are, and there's all the videos. They always just leave out it's Muslims. Can you imagine if that was Christians? So I want to get your take on that. We have the economy just exploding back. The stock market at 24,000 new jobs numbers. Big banks aren't loaning to small businesses to try to stop that. But small businesses just keep exploding forward despite it. They understand it's a resistance to bring in prosperity and defeat the Cloward and Piven strategy of the globalists to make us poor so they can dictate the terms of our surrender. We have the just accelerating executives, top media analysts, top talk show hosts being thrown overboard. Many cases like Lauer, they knew about the sexual behavior for a decade, the escapades. Obviously, many of the women wanted to be involved with him. But I'm still not defending it. It just shows the out of control behavior. The issue there is, though, why are they moving against them now? Because they know the dam's breaking and they know the media's failed and they know their ratings are plunging. So they're getting out of the contracts with the morals clause. This signifies the total final collapse of the mainstream media. They're going to leave rear guard actions and some political bunkers and pillboxes in place, and they're going to leave some facades there, rear guard actions. But this is the big evacuation. This is the collapsing, if you want to use a World War II metaphor, of the Eastern Front. So it's here. They know they've lost. They're just putting a good face on it, and they're starting to retreat. Even if they kill Trump, even if they kill the leaders of the independent media, nationalism's exploding at a exponential Big Bang level quantum event, and they don't know what to do. So they're going to get even nastier. They're going to get even crazier. But meanwhile, for 7 years, top globalists have been evacuating as a hedge to the Cook Islands, to Australia, to New Zealand, to Tasmania, part of Australia. They've been evacuating to Hawaii, to Kauai mainly, and they've been evacuating to some other areas and building bunkers. And now it's gone from the hedge to they're moving their main operations to the bunkers right now. So things are not going too well for them. And of course, you can even see that in mainstream media now that they're evacuating. So when you see the generals loading up on their train and, you know, running, and then you see the train politically blowing up, because a lot of them aren't even politically getting out. A lot of them are getting indicted, or they're going to prison, or they're being found, you know, hung in their bedrooms, because a lot of their own people are turning on each other. A lot of the mid-level minions are turning on their bosses, but also bosses are cleaning up the breadcrumbs, cleaning up any witnesses right now. So a whole lot of folks are getting killed right now, and the globalists have got their hands full. Their hands full killing off people that know where the bodies are buried or where the bank accounts are, where the landing bases are. All over rural areas, they're building landing strips for heavy aircraft. That's been in the news. I knew about it from my government sources 7 years ago and right through, and now it's all over. So, again, the globalists are in full retreat. They're basically in their bunkers. Their rear guard action is race war and culture war. That's not working well for them. Again, only the dumbest, most idiotic, moronic people are going along with this. Because it's like a sense of getting a royal title that you, someone was racist to you or someone was bad to you. So the more chips you can have on your shoulder, the better. But really, you're just being taught how to be a unhirable, drooling basket case. But most folks are becoming immune to it and get it. Even a lot of folks that were mainline liberals or mainline conservatives before in the control paradigm, they now get the Republican Party's a bunch of scum and a bunch of pedophiles at the top. And they now get the Democrats are just as bad or worse. And they understand the whole elite paradigm. And so there's a huge awakening happening. So here's the toll-free number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And I will endeavor to go to a lot of your calls today, 877-789-2539 is the number for you to join us here on air. And all I ask is you have a good telephone and got the points you want to get to, because I love talking to the listeners. We either have the best callers or the worst callers. It's kind of a paradox. Some folks sound like they're a little bit asleep and had a glass of Robitussin. Other people sound like they're 10 times smarter than I am. That's why I love taking your phone calls. But sometimes, as we all know, it can be a bit bittersweet. So 877-789-2539. Because we don't really screen your calls. We find out where you're calling from, want to give us a topic, that's fine. We really want to make sure your phone sounds good. But the fact that we don't screen them heavily and ask what you want to talk about in great detail, gives us some of the better callers and also some of the worst callers out there. That's how freedom is. It's quite the paradox, isn't it? So we've got that. After I take some calls, this is really the next level of gun control. Oh, and I forgot it. It's on Rob New's desk. I was going to shoot a report on this last night. At about 8 o'clock, I thought better of it. But somebody get me that off Rob's desk. I actually printed off federal HIPAA laws, state HIPAA laws, in Hawaii, and the articles where they're now arresting people that have medical marijuana cards and confiscating their firearms. Because that's really a big deal. I want to break down why that's so important coming up. But that ties into this as well. Bulletproof glass in businesses is offensive and racist. Democrat councilwoman bill would ban defensive barrier. And because that scene, that's out of Fox 29, because that scene is liberal, anything liberal in liberal city, they'll do. So if you're a bank teller or you are a liquor store or you're a gas station in a bad part of town where, you know, just a little bitty office, you've been stuck up, you know, 14, 15 times, and two or three of the tellers have been shot before, two of them are dead. I mean, there are some of these places that have been held up hundreds of times. You need to just get rid of that bulletproof glass. And this is a move all over the country, all over the world in leftist areas. Started in South Africa, they passed zoning laws about 20 years ago that you couldn't have gates in front of your houses or gates around your house. So now, of course, the slaughter is much worse for blacks and whites. And then now they're moving for that here in Austin. I was looking at buying a condo close to my parents, it was a little condo just so we could, stay with them, close to them. Sometimes when we came into town, I live a little bit outside town. And they just, nowhere is you allowed to have gates. I said, none of these condos have gates. Even though you'll have like 20 condos or whatever in this little area, and this is not in the best area either, but I said, what if I have a dog? I mean, you'd think you'd have a gate like other older neighborhoods. And they just said, oh no, that scene is racist, and the city has a regulation where they don't give you a permit. And I actually checked it out. It's true. So they build all these apartments and condos, and they don't even have gates on them. And then they're trying to say, if you have a house and want to build a fence around it, you can't have that as well. In fact, my parents got their fence in 1 year before they put that in. I mean, this is crazy, folks. But it's all about total control, not letting you have any family. Germany has banned single-parent homes, any new construction of those, because they said the family's bad, has to be gotten rid of. That's actually official. So we used to tell you this 20 years ago, and it was only academic. People didn't believe us. But now it's just totally out in the open. Briefly, there isn't a more revolutionary thing you can do to buy InfoWars.com T-shirts or books or videos and support us and spread the word. We got the best supplements out there from our research. We've got them free shipping and 50% off across the board. Now, a few of the specials are over, like Winter Sun and Caveman, because they're sold out. But Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 67% off, free shipping store-wide. Brain Force, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off, free shipping. Super Mel Vitality, 50% off, free shipping. Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off, free shipping. All Pro Pure Items, 25% off, free shipping. And the Real Red Pill that goes great with the Brain Force. It's got the pregnenolone, which is the precursor to all of your hormones and natural steroids you've got to have to produce naturally in your body that drops massively after age 20. Seen as totally safe and totally legal, even by the Olympic Doping Committee. This is game-changing, though. With all the minerals, all the vitamins, and the key amino acids for the upload of it, takes about 4 to 5 days a week to kick in my experience, but it's incredible. For optimum brain function and the heart, hormone balance, and more, the Real Red Pill, next-level scientific, game-changing information at InfoWarsStore.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioChew Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, coming up all over the country. They're moving to ban putting fences around your house, gates on apartments, gates on condos. It's like saying you can't have locks on your cars. And they're banning, in Europe and the U.S., bulletproof glass. In fact, they're making you remove it from liquor stores, gas stations, and banks. It's next level. This is the predatory state. You have to think like they think. Fox News is reporting it. That's coming up. Also, Moody's warned cities accept carbon taxes or will delist your bond rating and bankrupt you. So the economic terrorism, that's all coming up as the globalists panic as the stock market hits 24,000. They want to make you poor in their own documents. Remember, pure scientific focused evil. Read their own admissions. It's up 350 points right now above 24,000 today. They now admit it's a global rally caused by Trump and America. America's back, baby. And now they're going to try to remove him as a Russian agent. Wow. If the Russians did this, thank you, Vladimir Putin. But you know what? That's insulting. I did this. Matt Drudge did this. Ron Paul did this. You did this. My crew did this. The good Lord is the real reason this all happened. We prayed to God. We've been given providence. Now we've got to take the country back. We've got to be strong and face the next attack. But we're winning. The globalists have gone from hedging their bets, thinking they might lose, to knowing they're losing, but hoping they can find some way out of it. The more awake we get, the more focused we get, the more optimistic we get, the more we reach out to God, the more they realize nothing can put their system back together again. All the mainstream media, all the globalists, all the lies, all the lawsuits, all the fraud, all the threats. If we just commit, we're going to have a lot better world to live in than rolling over to this scum. Hollywood, the NFL, all of it's floundering. All of it's having record losses. NFL's lost half their audience the last 5 years. They can't even stop. They're just intensifying because they're all a bunch of cowards, a bunch of establishment scum that still believe mainstream media. And still believe that they've all got to stick together, screwing us over, turning us against each other because it worked so long. Well, you should have made hay while the sun was shining, son, because a long, dark winter's here for those of you that love evil. But your winter of discontent is our summer of awakening. We're only in the springtime now. We're only in the spring. The buds, the green buds are growing. It's only the beginning. So get ready. Those of us that went out and sowed in the deep winter, a lot of us got frostbite. A lot of us got attacked by wolves. But we knew what was coming in the spring with the warm weather and the rain. And now we can sit back and watch it all start to flourish and grow like life does, like God's plan grows. It grows. Doesn't happen quick and easy like evil. It grows, grows into everything. And then it takes your world and ruins it, your world of evil. Sue, Aaron, Gavan, Dan, Matt, Sean. We're taking your phone calls right now. Let's go to Sue. Sue, thanks for calling. You're on the air worldwide.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
Good. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for telling everybody the truth that God is the one who decided that Donald Trump was going to be president, and God is the one that we need to go to for strength and for help to be able to get us to the finish line on this thing.
Well, that's why they want to cut us off from God, because they know it's spiritual. They know that if we go to God, we then get the discernment, and that gives us the confidence. They want us alone. Well, even if you're alone in a jail cell, if you've got God, you're not alone. And they want to take that last thing away from us.
That's right. And they're using the Muslims as their right arm to fulfill Bible prophecy. I mean, I truly believe that. We can see every day those of us who are followers of Christ.
Orthodox Islam is 100% the sword, the skeleton key, the go-to secret army. I mean, it's in the documents. They admit they plan to turn Europe Muslim. The deal's been made. Hell, they want to bring in 50 million people out of Turkey. 50 million next year. That was announced yesterday.
Well, and we know that when the time comes, before Christ comes back, they're going to be lopping off heads. And guess who we all know likes to do that? So
it does say in Revelation, if you don't accept the one world government, the one world religion, and if you criticize the other religions that this beast system welds together, that you will be beheaded.
That's right. And so they have made an unholy alliance to be able to give Islam free reign to run over all the infidels, or whatever you want to call all of us, in the short term, so that they can use them when they need them in the end to be able to start executing people and stuff. So, I mean, they're just putting everything in place.
By the way, the left admits they plan to use Islam as their enforcers now. The Green Party, everybody admits it. I mean, it's crazy. They're just criminals. They're not even well-meaning leftists or environmentalists. Even mid-level now, they're consciously evil and say they want to kill the West. They want to kill Christians. I mean, that's admittedly the left's operating system.
Right. God has pulled the mask off of all the demonic activity that has been going on and smoldering for a long time, and the war is on. You have to pick a side. You're either going to pick God's side or you're going to pick Satan's side. And I pick Christ.
And they don't want you to make that decision because, oh, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in all this. It's all coming true. It's all happening. And it's an energy. It's even if you're not, if folks don't even believe in metaphysical things or things they haven't been proven, we know that so much of what the ancients talked about has now been proven. We know there's all these other dimensions, there's all these things happening, and there are archetypes, there are spirits, like a wavelength, a broadcasting system, a download. It's what they're into. And they just want to get Christians. It's true. And by the way, they don't just get Christians by killing them. They take over the churches. They pay off the preachers. They take the crosses out. Most of these churches aren't real churches, and that's really the big threat. There's no way Christendom could fall up against Islam if it hadn't been taken over. The Muslims started the war. They invaded Europe. They took over Spain. They pushed all the way up to Germany. They pushed halfway into Poland. Over and over again. Over and over again. They pushed. And then the media says, we invaded them with the Crusades. I mean, it's all lies. It's just not true. I don't want to hate Muslims. I know there are a lot of nice Muslims and a lot of reform Muslims and people that want to be scientific. But the globalists are allied with the very nastiest form of it. And they're using it. And it's a fact. And now it's undeniable. God bless you. Sue, thank you. Powerful call. Powerful. All right, Aaron, Devon, John, Matt, Sean, I'm going to your calls. Bam, bam, bam. On the other side of this break, we do need financial provision. We sell great products. Free shipping ends today. Store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off on a lot of our top supplements, our best sellers. The new red pills here, the real red pill. Check it out, InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. David Knight kicks it all off. Weekday mornings with the David Knight transmission, 8 a.m. Central. And then, of course, the War Room with Owen Schroyer and his other guest host, Mike Rogerstone and others, comes on 3 o'clock Central every day after I'm on. I want to go right back to your phone calls, and then I'm going to get into the other news I mentioned. The latest on Matt Lauer, the latest on all these other top Democrat talk show hosts and so-called journalists having to be thrown overboard because they're failures. It's about the ratings. They've known about all of it for over a decade. That's admitted. Charlie Rose, Lauer, Prairie Hometown garbage. And now they're using it to just get rid of the dead wood. This is the collapse of the media. This is the facade. They don't want to pay for people getting paid $5, $10 million a year like Matt Lauer. What was his salary? I forget. It was something, you know, ridiculous. And so now you're just going to see, kind of like MSNBC and CNN, goofier, cheaper propagandists. people that do it for nothing, just because they want to be on television. And look, Mom, I'm somebody like Como. Now, when we get WikiLeaks, we're allowed to read them as media. You're not allowed to look at them. You'll go to jail. Okay? I'm the boss. And by the way, grown adults, you're not allowed to have two slices of pizza. I'm allowed to have two slices, but you're not. I'm Cuomo. The arrogance of these people. But let's go to the phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Aaron in Canada. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey. So, longtime listener, myself and my 11-year-old son just love you. We've been fighting the info war in our own special way.
Thank you.
So, what I wanted to bring about, I'm fairly well-versed about 9 out of 10 of your topics from different angles independently. And what I wanted to bring up was a wild card of North Korea and in that how it plays into a greater strategical political theater. I see Trump winning, making major gains, and it seems like we're just around the edge, and all of a sudden North Korea fires off a missile, and it seems to escalate this tensions again.
And what you're saying is globalist intermediaries, the Clintons and others that we know have been working with the communist Chinese, have back channels and now suddenly have allowed Ukraine to ship them the engines, which we know that's where it came from, so that they can embarrass the world, push Trump into this big existential threat to derail the global economy and the American recovery, and that Michael Moore and Hillary and others said back in January, watch, he's about to have an international threat that will derail him. And that is exactly what is going on. It's not your opinion.
I couldn't have put it better myself. Jeez.
No, but so, I mean, yeah, what you see, I mean, because you're seeing what happened. That is going on. That is unfolding.
Exactly. Given that Trump has not put any new sanctions on North Korea as of late, what do you see the next step being here? Looks like we're getting into real time.
Well, Kim Jong-un is acting arrogantly because, like you just said, the globalists behind the scenes that gave him the reactors, that gave him the weapons, that gave him the ICBM launch systems, separation systems, guidance systems, boost systems, all of it's been given to him. Just suddenly they've got all this. As destabilization, moving North Korea as the detonator for a future war from 2020, 2025 to 2018, 2019, and is meant to challenge Trump's idea of peace through strength, through commerce, and to basically manipulate him into a larger conflict. But don't think the globalists won't double-cross North Korea as well. There's a lot of calculus that goes into this, and even the reckless globalists aren't sure they can contain this situation and aren't sure they want this big war yet. But I think, I mean, you're a smart guy. You see what's going on. And that's a fact. What you said is what's going on. North Korea was created by the globalists with communist China. It's been armed by the globalists. And it's actually used back and forth to also menace the Chinese, who are also involved. North Korea plays the West off against China in between and is kept there as a malignant tumor feeding on those poor, desperate people. So things are escalating because he involves himself in greater and greater acts of beyond saber rattling, saying we are going to nuke you, we're going to attack the U.S. preemptively, we're going to attack Japan preemptively, we're going to blow Seoul, South Korea off the map. At that point, somebody pulls a gun out and they aim it at you, and it's pointed at you. You have a right to shoot them.
All of those threats being mentioned, those are cause and effect, because you see they play out at different times of political theater for exactly the intended effect. I saw Trump's tweet referencing Kim Jong-un as simply Kim, where he seems to be, I think that Trump's wise to this whole North Korea thing. People put it over him that he's maybe not aware of certain things, or he's got to, you know, maybe read a little deeper. He's being completely blocked off. But I'm pretty sure the guy is very wise to the North Korean situation. But in the same sense, it's very real danger. You know, it's not going away. But,
well, here's what they found with Trump. He has his body of knowledge, incredible energy. We first broke that we're going to start this thing that he has a neurological disorder or Alzheimer's or early onset dementia. We first broke that 6 months ago because Roger Stone talked to two different editors or two different high-level reporters that were in editorial meetings where they said God, this Russia thing's not sticking, just like is in the latest Veritas thing. It's the same thing in the editor's meeting. They're like, this is all bull. We can't get it to stick. Well, 6 months ago, Stone talked to folks that were in New York Times and Washington Post editorial meetings where they were just like, all right, well, they say the next thing is he's mentally ill or he's got dementia or Alzheimer's. So Stone was told that, and the reporter said, is there any truth to that? And they said, no, he does overwork himself sometime and stay up till 2 a.m. for a week straight, you know, drinking Diet Coke. But other than that, you know, if he gets a good night's rest, you know, he bounces back. But the truth is, you know, he will start slurring his words by 7 or 8 at night sometimes if he's been up for a week. But it's all just pure male energy. For 71, I've never seen anything like it. He doesn't look like he's 71. It looks like he's like 65. You watch the guy out there playing golf. He like climbs up hills and stuff like a little kid. So again, they're pushing all of that as the narrative, using North Korea to make it look like Trump's the reckless adventurist, when really it's North Korea. But they are moving to try to remove Trump.
And they can't fully paint any of these pictures either. They've got about 20 or six, you know, 30 different psyops going where they're trying to portray Trump as failing in this. And then they're trying to bring it all together into a collective idea where they can pin it on him and be like, look, see, he was mentally ill. Scarborough got a little greasy this morning and tweeted off that Trump was mentally ill and unfit after he got rattled about his intern. But they can't bring any of this together. They're not going to win. You know that. I know that. There's no way they're going to be able to pull these illusions together. The silent voters voted for Trump, and people are watching, and they're not maybe, you know, the news can make it seem as if the MSM, of course, that it's this is the real thing, this is consensus, but it's not working.
Well, I agree with you, Eric. God bless you. Great call. I mean, made better points than I could make. And here's the issue. The sleeping giant isn't asleep. The silent majority is now spoken, but you've got to keep speaking. We're going to win. Big time, and have a better future and have a chance of surviving. There's a lot of crises in the world. But if you're not vocal, like that man was just calling in and sitting on hold and coming on the broadcast, and if you're not calling C-SPAN and starting your own radio show or starting a YouTube or calling in other shows or calling Congress or going and talking to your congressperson, if you're not being real loud right now and saying Bill Clinton's a rapist and the New World Order is a rapist and the Democratic Party are rapist, and if you don't get aggressive with them, that CNN is ISIS, they could still destabilize things and scuttle this recovery that is still embryonic but incredibly robust. This is an embryonic recovery. We're only 11 months in, and it's going to be so big that the baby is like an 800-pound gorilla, okay? So Reagan, we're past what Reagan was able to do with only partial reforms in 4 years in less than a year. Okay. And globally, there's a recovery because of what we've all done and our understanding of it's economic warfare. They're trying to depress things. We've got to boost things. And the reality is the economy's coming back big time. Meanwhile, the Democrats, the globalists are trying to scuttle that in front of everybody. So we should just keep pointing out they're the ones trying to sabotage the recovery. And if they're successful, we're going to hang it around their dirty heads. This is key.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. America is in an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming at you live! 50,000 unstoppable watts!
Woo! Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a lie! 50,000.
50,000 unstoppable watts.
Anthrax and radio.
Anthrax and radio.
I like it. Because anthrax is unkillable, and we're on the radio. We're unkillable spiritually. We're not giving in, we're not giving up, and we're winning. All right, I want to go to Devon, Dan, Matt, Sean, and others before a guest joins us. And even before the guest joins us, I push the guests back a little bit if they can. I need to get to banning self-defense. Doesn't just stop with guns and knives. The left is moving in Europe and here to ban, not body armor. They've already tried to ban that and have in many areas. Now they want to ban bulletproof glass, but not for politicians. There's some amazing hypocrisy we're going to get to. But again, it's always the same. They see you as a slave, and if you're disarmed and you're scared, you're going to need a bigger police state. Now, the average cop isn't involved in this. They're on the ground. They understand the need for citizens to be armed. Like 98% of cops in big polls are pro-gun. But the bureaucrats, they don't see it like that, so that's coming up. First off, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for your support. When you call in and you thank me, we're all in this together, so I want to thank you. But when you spread the articles, spread the videos, spread the reports from NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, when you talk about InfoWars in front of your church, you'll say, hey, I want to speak for 5 minutes or 2 minutes. Most churches want that. If your church doesn't, it's kind of a weird church. And you know, to get up there and talk about free speech in America and congressional hearings, and how they're trying to shut us down and what we really cover versus what the media says and the types of things they're involved in, and you know, help InfoWars that way. And also, we've got supplements that are amazing. X2 changed my life. Most people have real iodine deficiencies. The government used to put it in the salt. IQs went up 15% on average in the Midwest. It's the good halogen, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, bromine. That's the bad halogens. The globalists put it in your water, the bad halogen. They don't want you to have the good one. So we've got X2. It's 50% off. The Real Red Pills, our newest product. It's amazing. It is a brain pill and a heart pill. You can actually make those claims. It's got amazing compounds in it. But it's got the pregnenolone, I always pronounce it wrong, is the precursor to all hormones. And the Olympic Committee and the International Doping Committee let you take it because it's in the steroid class, but it doesn't act as a steroid itself. It's a precursor that your body must have to produce hormones in the glands. So it's the building blocks for your body to make naturally what you're supposed to be making. But all the chemicals and the estrogen mimickers block these. Even if your body releases it, they block it. So the average man has, what, 2-3 times the estrogen they're supposed to have? But women can take this, you name it. In fact, it's women that they mainly prescribe pregnenolone, again, I'm saying it wrong, to. So again, just like the doctor prescribes sunshine and exercise, you know, if you're depressed or whatever. The point is they can prescribe stuff that's over the counter. But together with the multivitamin, with the beetroot and the other things, and the amino acids, it's all together so that the compounds can all work synergistically. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We're about to end. We've got to end it today. When I say it's ending, it's got to end. Free shipping store-wide. Silver Bullet 67% off. Brainforce 50% off. Survival Shield X 50% off. Super Male Vitality 50%. Knockout Sleep 50%. All ProPure items, water filtration, the very best out there, 25% off. At InfoWarsStore.com and a lot of stuff I didn't have time to get into or name. But again, thank you all for supporting the broadcast, but take advantage of that today. And it's a great way to not fight traffic and for Christmas gifts, you know, give Silver Bullet to the family as topical or internal, you know, in the mouth. Learn about colloidal silver. Give Brain Force as a gift. You know, that way, if your family likes it, they probably will. They'll become a listener coming to the website and get the product. Again, imagine if we had the $100 billion that Jeff Bezos has and the $1 trillion he's got in Amazon. He uses it to destroy America, but he's still losing because money can't buy everything. It can't buy goodwill. It can't buy word of mouth. It can't buy you shopping with the good guys. So my wife said this morning, you ought to run unofficial. Look at that. There's no way anybody's even gotten red pill reviews before, but our enemies advertise that what they do is they just falsely go to the third party sites and then do fake reviews against us because they know how they work. So that they can try to drive it down and give it bad reviews. But it never works because you all go give them good reviews after. But they brag. They do everything they can to shut us down. They're trying so hard. So please pray for us. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You want to thumb your nose in their face. You want to fund an operation that's having victory over the enemy in the InfoWar. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And finally, we have the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and iodine. People love it. Great reviews for that. That's a great gift to give. We have it for adults and for children. We have the Liver Cleanse, the Bio-PCA for scare, hen, and nails. The Joint Formula is an amazing formula. Folks love that. People go, this is like a $50 formula for a lot less. Yeah, this is all top-of-the-line stuff. And support our local affiliates. Become a sponsor. Send them $100, $20. Tithe to the truth. Tithe to pro-America organizations that are pro-Christian and are actually fighting. There are real churches out there, but not many of them will actually fight. They all want to keep their 501c3. The government has no jurisdiction. They got tricked into that. You're not a charity. You're a church. They can make no law respecting you. Again, but we're here battling for the First Amendment. We're here battling for Christmas. We're here battling for Christ. We're here up against the enemy, folks. So please think about tithing each month by buying products you need. It's symbiotic. You know you're getting a great product. Sign up for auto ship. Get 10% off on the stuff you want to reorder. That way it's a monthly support to the operation. Again, I commend you all. Devon in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Jones? It's a pleasure to be on with you and been listening for about two, three years now. I just have to holler at you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Okay, please give me a chance because believe it's nothing but love. But when we open up the broadcast and we want to throw a cast net on Islam, understand this. Libya didn't look like that beforehand, before Hillary and all of them got their hands on it. Okay.
No, it's true. The West has been sabotaging successful Islamic countries. So I'm not saying Islam can't be successful. I'm not saying it hasn't had golden age and that Christianity needed to be reformed and had its bad times.
Exactly. And that's half the problem is, you know, they pitting everybody against each other. And the main thing is, can you imagine California, the state of California? You have the MS-13 cartels coming out of Mexico who claim to be Christian. They're not good Christians, but they claim to be Christian. Now, if there was no state there, if there was no police there, if there was nothing happening there, what do you think it would look like? It would be chaos.
Absolutely. And people don't say, look, Christians are bad in general because of MS-13. That is the best argument I've heard yet, sir. That really is very fair. You understand, I was against the Iraq war and all these things because they were overthrowing moderate Muslims and putting really bad ones in to destabilize those communities. Now we're facing the globalists using Islam as a major attack wave. So now I'm in a very serious stance against it.
You so magnified, so you know the real deal. You sit down with Brother Farrakhan, you know the deal, and we know what's going on, but what we can't do is lose sight of what's really going down. And like I said, if MS-13 had free reigns in the state of California, it would make Iraq look like a playpen. And we can't blame Christians because they happen to claim
Well, you're actually right. 110,000 people have been killed in Mexico the last decade. You are right that if MS-13 had free reign like ISIS had in Iraq, it'd be worse.
But just let me tell you, it's nothing but love. And you say we need to get out there. We need to do our own thing. We need to get on C-SPAN. We need to do our thing. Can I promote the page and make one more point? I have one page. I'm pro-libertarian. I'm a veteran. Can I promote the page? It's Apolloous Harris. Apolloous spelled A-P-P-O-L-L-O-S. Last name Harris. And yes, I am in Fort Hood. And yes, I am a decorated veteran. Let it be known. But make no mistake, I don't follow the script. This ain't Black Lives Matter. This ain't the leftist. This ain't the rightist. It's just the truth. So,
when I hear an argument that's truthful, that is the best argument I've ever heard. Look, you've got MS-13 and other Christian gangs killing hundreds of thousands of people in Latin America. And do we blame Christians for that? Here's the deal. If you had George Soros and the globalists backing them, I'd be 10 times more upset about it. That's the thing, is that you've got big mega money funding the most radical forms of Islam, and involved in selling black people as slaves all over Africa, and the media won't say a word about it.
And you talking about 1.5 billion people. Okay, you're talking about 1.5 billion people. And you got the minority actually of the faith is the Wahhab or the Wahhabiist brand, which is Colonius back, which is Rockefeller back, which is Rothschild back. This is deep now.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, Trump says he's ending that backing and has made a deal. Do you believe the Saudis are going to follow that?
Man, oh, man. I'm going to tell you right now, what's going down in Fort Hood, what's been going down, I know there's a transformation. I know it's happening. But what we can't do is continue to infight. The infighting will be the end of us.
Hold on. I want to hear more of what you're saying, my friend. Devon's got a lot of great points. Then Dan, Matt, Sean. But Devon, stay right there. He really is bringing up points I can't argue with. And when I hear the truth, you recognize it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to plow into all of this. But I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Devon, Don, Matt, I'm getting to all of you before our next guest comes on. Got a bunch of other callers there as well that we'll get to after the guest. Got a bunch of news I got to get to as well. Can you believe they're going to try to ban bulletproof glass in banks and in, you know, those little gas stations where it's just a little box and they get knocked over all the time, get robbed? Globalists are just pieces of garbage, man. They are just evil. But I tell you, Javon in Texas at Fort Hood was bringing up some really good points. And I know Islam's had golden eras. I know it's had times when it was more productive than the West. But then it gets in these times where the passages in it, just like you can have passages in the Bible, get used in, you know, in very bad ways. I don't want to be anti-Islam. But when the globalists say you can't criticize it, you can't say it's Islamic, I'm forced to then draw a line when the globalists are trying to use it to take over. But expanding on that, you were getting into Fort Hood and the, quote, transformation. We're not getting anything secret if you're still active duty military, because literally the FBI shows up at people's houses. Talk about this transformation you're seeing and this realignment that Trump's reportedly involved in.
It's pretty obvious. I mean, look, we're talking about 15 years plus war. We're talking about 15 years of war. We're talking about 15 years of war that generates money for a machine that keeps on going, regardless of race, regardless of color, regardless of any religion.
Choose everybody up.
Regardless of that, regardless if you think you're pro-right or you think you're pro-left or you think you're Muslim, make no mistake, Donald Trump is in Saudi Arabia waving a sword. Make no mistake, the machine keeps on going, and they're probably trying to do well. I have no doubt about that. But there's been a lot going on that's been distracting the good folks, ladies and gentlemen, who have been in the streets actually shaking hands or actually happen to be neighbors. And what's going on, okay? Look, when it comes to Islam, let's just get real here. When it comes to Islam, you got three different sects in there, okay? And I'm going to go back to the point.
Well, you got a lot more than that, but you're right. Three big sects. You got the
three major sects, but it goes back to the MS-13 point. This is what people could actually relate to. Let's just get to it. You can't throw a cast net on 1.5 billion people. Yes, there are bad actors. Yes, there are murderers. Yes, there are psychopaths. But make no mistake, it doesn't represent the entire face. And if they, and it's the same thing on my side. When you know, are all white people racist? No. Did some white people do wrong? Yes. That's the logic.
Sure, but then it turns into this whole religion, and the WikiLeaks says, Hillary said, let's use race, everybody fight with each other while we rob them. That's all I'm saying. I say find the people that gave black folks shots of syphilis and execute them. You know, give them a trial. All the secret testing. They're doing it to everybody's my point. The globalists are playing us all off against each other. But get back to, I mean, give me your real assessment. If you think Trump's doing bad, tell me. You said you are seeing a transformation at Fort Hood. What are you saying?
There is a transformation. Because let's just get real. When you look at Obama, when you look at Brother Barack, and we listen to Farrakhan and what he says, when you look at Brother Barack and you look at Hillary, they are the most radical Muslims that we have to fight. Are they the poor, disenfranchised people that we can't understand overseas? Or are they the ones destabilizing countries, taking vacuums where chaos comes flying out? Let's just get real. So, yeah, we do.
Well, I was against destroying Libya. I mean, I know Gaddafi stabilized the whole continent.
We not only destabilizing Libya, but when Gaddafi was still there, Hillary was active in blocking the billions of dollars from Gaddafi going to Farrakhan. So before there was a murder, before he was sodomized with a sword, before there was ISIS, before there was a slave trade, you had a legitimate government where
absolutely. The leftist globalist blew up Libya, destroyed it, failed-stated it, and then threw all the women out of college and have killed 60-something thousand black people, just targeting them and murdering them. I mean, it's there is that super racist Wahhabist group that openly does not like black people. That's a fact. So I'm just saying, how do black Muslims then juxtapose that?
Juxtapose that by the latest thing we've seen in rehab. You got the most moderate, legitimate country coming together and saying, no more. We're done with this. Who are these people? Who are these psychos? We're going to roll them up, and now they don't got the backing from Obama and whoever else in the United States.
Well, it is true. The CIA and the globalists did fund this whole Islamic uprising, and now the EU wants to open the doors to that. So you're absolutely right. Thanks for the call. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Infowars.com is the main site. Newswars.com is the other big site. It's got a lot of news on it that isn't on Infowars.com. A lot of big exclusives. Very important site. Please, listeners, help get that out to everybody. It is growing fast, but not fast enough. And, of course, we have PrisonPlanet.com as well, a mirror of Infowars, but not a true mirror. It has some original news and information on it as well. I know you're awake. You're involved no more than I do in most cases. You got to get the URL out. You got to get Infowars.com/show out. You got to plug that local radio affiliate so people know it's a war. We've got to reach more people. The globalists have our children in the public schools, in the colleges. They're brainwashing everybody through mainstream media. Folks are starting to wake up to that, but not fully. We're in the thick of the fight. So please spread the word and keep doing it, because you are the resistance. Now, you've seen over in the UK, they have introduced several bills in the House of Commons in the last few years to ban butcher knives and other large knives, and to make you get a license to own large cutlery. Because stabbings, since they banned guns, what was it, 18 years ago, have gone up multi-thousand times. Muggings have exploded. People using bats to attack is just insane. London has more muggings in it than any major city in the world. Chicago has more shootings than any other city in the world. Mexico has more shootings and deaths of citizens than any country combined. That's citizens killing citizens. North Korea and other places, of course, are the biggest mass murderers, state-sponsored killers of people. But when you look at it, now they're trying to take even the hunting club guns, where people have guns at a hunting club. They go there, part of the hunting club. The local police have to be in attendance. You have to pay them to be there. Then they allow you to shoot, and they allow you to hunt. Last week, the UK began to move to ban that as well. Now, the next thing they want to do is ban body armor. A lot of Europe's already done that. Now here in the United States, they're moving in multiple cities to not let you have gates on your apartment or your house or your fence around your apartments. They claim it makes people not good neighbors. No, it gets rid of your privacy. So it just goes on and on. Now we have this controversial bill would force business owners to take down bulletproof glass. That's Fox 29. A controversial bill, this is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is currently working its way through City Hall, designed to regulate stop-and-go liquor stores. But it turns out it's everybody. On part of the bill would force business owners to take down bulletproof glass, yeah, because liquor stores don't get robbed enough, inside their stores, but at what cost to their safety? Well, why not have cops have to take off their body armor? Makes it harder for George Soros' Black Lives Matter connected groups to kill them, especially all these black cops getting shot for no reason. Broad Deli, that's a deli, sits on the corner of the 2200 block of North Broad inside a wall of bulletproof glass separating customers from workers. The most important thing is safety and the public's safety, owner Rich Kim said. I mean, how many businesses you walk up to and it's bulletproof glass or whatever to pay for gas or whatever? And that'll be the one place when you're in some city at 2 o'clock in the morning, you need gas. Oh, they're open. And that's the one that's got bulletproof glass. Because after you get robbed 5, 10, 15 times, or maybe shot, you put it in. You think they want to put that stuff in when it's thousands of dollars per pane? I've even looked into bulletproof glass here, and we put some of it in. I mean, folks, to do the whole building, we're talking $500,000. Bulletproof glass, folks. Very expensive. Think they just want to put bulletproof glass in to have fun? Rich Kim's family has run the deli, which sells soda, snacks, meals, and beer by the can for 20 years. He says the glass went up after a shooting and claims it saved his mother-in-law from a knife attack. Now he may be forced to take some of the barrier down. If the glass comes down, the crime rate will rise and there will be lots of dead bodies. Yeah, because you're a soft target. How many times have we seen somebody pistol whipped or beat up behind the counter because they don't have glass up around them? A bill moving through the city council reads, no establishment shall erect or maintain a physical barrier. No new condos in Austin where you'll have like 10, 20, 30 units standalone have gates. And I've had friends that had them before. And they'll have, you know, nice, good gates, even fences around their house. And it'll be in the lease. No locks on your gates. I mean, they do not want you to have this. It's called the Stop and Go Bill, and it's being offered by City Councilwoman Cindy Bass. Right now, the plexiglass has to come down, she said. Makes it too easy for folks to live in peace and not be mugged. She wants to put some controls on these small stores that she says sell booze, very little food, and are the source of trouble in the district. Absolutely, they're the source of all the trouble. It's not enough of a food desert in many of these inner city areas. Now run those off immediately. Rich Kim resents the charge. Stores like his attract looters and argues. Calls to police are often met with slow response. Yeah, because got all these no-go zones now. Well, here's what I tell you. How about that lady takes the screens off her doors in the summer so the mosquitoes can come in? And how about she leaves her front door locked or just remove the lock altogether? In fact, how about this city councilwoman gets rid of her front doors? Think about that. This city councilwoman, and she's got support, they're saying it may pass, wants them in Philadelphia to take glass, not just bulletproof glass, but if you actually read it, it says get rid of glass, period, around that late night gas station. Can't have that one little person, that one little box out there in the middle of the night, all by themselves in the middle of Philadelphia, so folks can pull in and get their gas. God forbid. That person can't just be shot anytime some meth head or some drunk crackhead wants to kill them. How dare them? So I agree with the city councilwoman. She needs to remove the doors off her house. She needs to remove any police that are inside the city council for her protection. If she's got any firearms, she should turn them over. And she, again, should remove the locks on the doors of her car. Because you should just sit there with your door open and have no protection, even in the worst areas. I agree with her. That makes total sense. And I think submarines shouldn't have doors either. I think they should have open windows on them because that's more inviting. You understand? I mean, you can't have doors. See, the globalists say we can't have a wall or can't have a border or can't stop anybody from coming in. But all those other countries, they can have borders. They can have walls. They can have prisons. But see, we can't because we're being taken over by the exploitive globalist, and it's got a spirit of exploiting the people all the way down to the point that Chicago and Philadelphia and all these other Baltimore, Maryland are no-go zones for cops because they'll get shot at and killed if they try to respond. And so then you have the giant murder rates in those areas because the criminals know they're above the law and can get away with anything they want, just like Mexico has strong, hardworking, tough people. They're not cowards out of Mexico, but they never got out of from under colonialism, and they don't have any guns, unless they've got them illegally, to protect themselves. So they've got the highest rate of murders in the world, even though on average Mexican isn't involved in a high level of crime, including here, very low levels. There are criminal groups that feed on them like a tiger feeds on a deer or something else smaller in the forest of India or in the jungle. You got criminal groups feeding on the little farmer Mexicans and all the rest of them because they can't have guns. And it's the same thing in all these other Democrat globalist-run cesspools like New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, the list goes on and on. Draconian gun bills, banning all the guns. Then there's crime everywhere, and they say, you can't have plexiglass. You can't have anything. If we want to stab you, if we want to kill you, it's going to happen. Because we don't like your businesses. You're exploitive because you're selling beer. It's your fault you sell beer that people are robbing and killing and stealing. That's what you call not taking responsibility. And that's what you call being a black, racist, Democrat woman that doesn't like Asians and others that dare come into a neighborhood that's dangerous and set up a business. So you claim they're exploitive. So most folks are leaving. So there's not even any type of food or stores anywhere. And then you bitch about that some more. Because that's all you do, globalist, is bitch and bitch and bitch and bitch.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, your calls are coming up after this next guest leaves us, but this is important. Here's the article. Far left mob shuts down Lucian Wintrich speech at UConn. Students riot, Lucian arrested. And this is a dangerous phenomenon we're noticing where they attack you, they shove you, they grab your speech, they run away, you try to get it back, or you even defend yourself. We've had a reporter's attack. We've had their car windows knocked out. Millie Weaver, Gavin Wentz, I've been attacked. Owen Schroyer's been attacked. Rob Dew's been attacked. I mean, you see it all the time. And then they'll run over the cops and say you attack them. And if it's a university, they'll arrest you. So the mainstream media has been spinning this because they're desperate to act like we're the violent ones. And again, we all know it's the left. We all know it's the globalists. We know they're the ones at the universities everywhere saying don't let people speak and shut them down and it's our right to attack people. Look at the SJW cop. How dare you run after a woman that assaulted you? So we have this evil person, and we've seen folks out at the Berkeley events facing, you know, 5 to 10 years in prison. She grabs his paper. He wants his property back. That's what he's grabbing for. And they all grab him because she's allowed to come up and push him and grab his stuff. But he's not allowed to get his property back, kind of like Philadelphia, where they want to pass a law that you can't have any plexiglass at your gas station or your deli. You've got to be right there serving across the counter so you can be mugged properly by the left. The left wants your guns. They want your speech. They want your kids. They want it all. So there's an article on GatewayPundit.com about this. Lucian Wintrich, I appreciate you joining us. Fill this in for us, and we'll roll some of this video again with audio for folks. It looks like to me you had been robbed, and under common law and local law and you name it, you didn't punch her, you didn't hit her. You simply grabbed her backpack and then tried to get your paperwork in your hand, your speech. She tried to literally, metaphysically, but also physically, both archetypally and physically, steal your free speech away. Incredible.
Thanks for having me, Alex. I took reasonable action to regain my property. And who are just trying to deliver speakers. We can't even regain our property without getting arrested. They want us to stand there while these violent left thugs mug us. And not do a single thing. And this woman, you know, it's being reported that she was a student. She wasn't a student. This is a late 30s, early 40s woman who's a college advisor at a neighboring community college. She doesn't even go to the school. She has no relationship to UConn. She broke into that event with the sole purpose of disrupting it. And when that didn't work, when it was clear that the speech would go on after these people left, she decided to steal the speech itself, and I wasn't having it.
What I love is that it's almost always professors or their assistants that are leading the Antifa, leading the anti-free speech. They're the opposite of what universities were just a decade ago. I guess they were in the shadows. Now there's been a total revolutionary transformation. So the headline should be here, man arrested for defending himself against mugger, or man arrested for defending himself against a thief. I mean, this is crazy.
I mean, it really is, it's wild. And, the reporting that happened afterwards is concerning. I mean, listen, I know that the Ben Shapiro's of the world will suggest that you allow these people to steal your speech and then release a statement afterwards saying, oh, well, you know, this is what we get from the left. But absolutely not. If we allow this sort of behavior to be normalized, they will keep going further. And that's what we're seeing. Even after this event ended, by the way, which was shouted out by that woman, this man she was with, and a handful of far left students, they had to have a healing meeting.
Oh,
because
they're so traumatized. They have to all talk about what they went through. I came to violate his free speech and stole his speech, and he tried to grab it back, and it hurt me.
It's why these students, you know, the police had to keep me in this restroom in the building because the students started smashing windows. They threw smoke grenades into the building. The building filled up with smoke. All of the police had to guard all the doors. They, after I was finally escorted out, the students started chasing the police car and tried to stand in front of
them. So it's literally a crazed mob of anti-free speech authoritarian piranhas. And notice it was the name of your speech that triggered them. It's okay to be white. I mean, I've got articles out of major Texas universities today, I'll show you in a minute, where they say whites are inherently evil, must be gotten rid of, your genetics are evil, you are a mutant, you must be destroyed, on the front page of the Texas State University newspaper. I mean, it's like the KKK on PCP. I mean, it's just insane.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that was a large point of the speech. The left has been doing so much race baiting. They are trying to make it, and you know, it was to get them to admit the left does not think it's okay to be white. You'll see these sad videos of young kids, young 10 to 15 year old white kids, on YouTube saying, I'm white, I feel so ashamed for being white. And it's because they log on to Facebook, they log on to Twitter, they read...
By the way, in communist states, this is a formula, the next stage before arresting everybody, is you denounce how you're criminal, how you're evil for your culture, your religion, or what color you are. This is classic communist stuff. In fact, here's the article with a screenshot of it. It's up on Infowars.com, it's from Campus Reform. Your DNA is an abomination. This is just south of Austin. Student op-ed calls white people an abomination and says white is over, you will be gotten rid of.
Of course, I'm sure the left is fine with articles like that. And I will say, you know, it's not just because, you know, I'm completely against pretending that any of us are victims. I think that's a terrible mentality to take. But you have to realize this is also bad for young black students and young kids.
Well, yeah, they're growing up in the middle of a crazy authoritarian race baiting lunatic farm.
Well, in the same way that these young people are reading these anti-white articles, young black students, Hispanic students, they're logging on to the internet and seeing, oh, you'll never succeed in America because it's a white supremacist country, because of the color of your skin, and whites will always.
Well, that's it. They're giving them worthless degrees. There's a post-industrial America. That was the global plans. They got to give kids chips on their shoulders so they don't know how they got screwed over by the globalists. Trump's trying to create the social contract again and create a vibrant economy again. That's why the globalists are so mad, because their end game is a sabotage economy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They are trying to. They're trying to destroy the country, quite honestly. And it's, I don't think they have, I mean, you could disagree with me here. I don't think they actually have a long-term goal. I think these are short-term goals, to win elections for them. They have no real plan, and they are going to ruin this country if we allow them to.
I agree, my friend. When we come back, we're going to talk to this evil thought criminal. And can we pull up some of the devil speech? I'd like to actually pull up some of his evil speech. Or if you have the computer printout of the copy she stole, perhaps you can just give us some of the talking points that were so evil that a nearby professor, a nearby operative of the university had to come in and steal your speech.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, as you've all seen, they've had congressional hearings in the last month openly calling for InfoWars to be shut down, with Google, Facebook, and Twitter executives in the meetings saying, don't worry, we censored Alex Jones and Paul Watson at lunch. So that's the next level of this that's going on. Paul Watson, and I'm not disagreeing with him, when Trump tweeted out these videos of Muslims attacking and killing people, many of which are undisputedly real videos, Paul said, you know, that group's a little out there, because Paul doesn't want to be seen as alt-right, Hillary's term. We're the new right, and I tend to agree with him. But see, what they did to Paul is in Newsweek and Time, and I've got a whole stack of the articles here, they actually said, white supremacist Paul Watson, that rattles on in one article, it said, about the Western values, even this white supremacist, you know, didn't agree with Trump. When all he said was in a tweet, and he tweets like every 5 seconds, he even admits he's addicted, that they're going to attack you for the group you tweeted instead of just tweeting out the tweets. And I'm not attacking Paul. I just called him last night. And I said, you see, they attacked you more because now they think they've got you pecking at you with political correctness that you're now scared and like, oh, I wanted to announce that I'm racist and evil. I'm sorry. I like free market and I'm sorry. That's how they do this. So I don't care. Are the videos real or not? The Dutch say one of them isn't real. I don't believe a word the government says. I can show you thousands of knockout game videos. So, Lucian Wintrich is our guest. It's okay to be white. I was asking, where's the speech? I didn't know it was actually in the article. Actually has a copy of the evil speech. So what were some of the points that you made in this horrible evil speech that's posted at thegatewaypundit.com?
Well, I mean, you know, the speech itself ends in a call to end the racism that the left is and the race trafficking that the left is perpetuating here. It talks about, listen, okay, so you going through the speech, we compare New York Times headlines, right? They run this headline November 11th. We're sick of racism, literally. The same day, right? The same day they run an article, can my children be friends with white people? If you read some of these salon headlines that were all.
By the way, your Skype's breaking up a minute. We'll go back to you in a minute. The point is, they're openly trying to invoke race-based conflict in America. It's in the WikiLeaks. And I got to go back this every 5 minutes because it's so central. Hillary and others are saying we need culture war. It's how we'll control our horrible barista constituents. They don't care if you're a black barista or a white barista. By the way, I know some baristas that are doing very, very well. If you're a good bartender, you can make $100,000, $200,000 a year in the right city. I'm not even knocking people that are baristas, especially if you own your own little bar and, you know, it serves a few delicious dishes. I'm not these elitists that put people down for their yeoman-type work. The point is that this is who they are. Do you think the left in general is buying this? Because every time I think we're winning, I go out to dinner or something with friends and family and cousins, and they'll have their college-age children there who should be adults, and they are, like, totally bought into this and are saying white guilt crap in front of me like I'm supposed to buy into this. It's like mental illness.
It's wild. And what's crazy is the we've allowed the left. I do think this is partially our fault. We've allowed them to do this since the 70s. Reagan wrote about this in An American Life, his autobiography. This has been the left's tactic to call us white supremacists for believing in small government, for working towards American values and American freedoms. It really can't go on. And if we allow it to go on, it's going to get worse. If we allow them to steal from us, to abuse us, to assault us, to burn down buildings while we're trying to give a speech, it's going to get worse.
It seemed like the cops particularly were rough with you, like you were some demon for trying to snatch the speech back.
You know, I spoke to them afterwards. I don't know. My theory is that they had orders to stand down. I went, if you watch the full video of this speech before this happened, I waited half an hour for these protesters, if you want to call them that, to quiet down so I could continue the speech. I went up to these officers multiple times while I was trying to deliver the speech, and I asked them to remove the rowdy demonstrators. They refused. They saw this woman take the speech off of the podium, did nothing. They only did something after I took my property back.
You know, that reminds me of the media showing the inauguration for hours. No one could get in because they blocked it for over 3 hours. So they showed shots from the Washington Monument of the barricades and then almost no one in there. Small crowds that had gotten in, you know, an hour in, and said, look, no one was there. I was there. It was giant packed record level. But the news just ran with stuff from 9:30 in the morning, an hour and a half after it opened, because you couldn't get through, because they were physically assaulting families, children, you name it. But by the time he got up and spoke at 12 o'clock, it was absolutely back-to-back nothing but people. But again, the media then ran the hoax for a month that Trump was insane and that, no, these were photos when he gave a speech. In fact, there's a photo of me taken from the Capitol that Trump released. I mean, not of me, but it's a big jumbo photo that I'm in. And you can see, because I'm like in the, you know, second tier. And it's one of those huge megapixel pictures. And you blow it up, you just see people totally jammed all the way past the monument. That was what happened when he gave his speech. But they showed something from 9:30 in the morning and said none of it was real. I mean, it's just, they're so anti-free speech, and watching them assault women, particularly with children trying to get in, and the cops standing down, which they admit they were told to do by Obama, was sickening. Sickening criminality of these people. They are true authoritarians.
I fully agree. And, you know, I think the globalists and the left in this country, they are terrified that when other citizens that they've previously swayed over actually hear us talk, are actually able to hear our opinions and the facts that we demonstrate, as you do every day on your show, that we will win them over. That's why they try to prevent us from speaking. It's not the content. They're terrified that the content will win over other Americans, because we're the only ones dealing in facts and rationality.
And there it is. See, I'm the guy right there. That's me. Blow that up. That's a megapixel photo from CNN that they had taken off the Capitol. Okay, they're in like the second tier. I had tickets in the first tier, but you couldn't see anything in there. You're like below the podium because he's like up above you. So I went back over there. Now go ahead and pull back here. Pull back. Yeah. Now there's what was really there. Keep going. Just people as far as you can see. Yeah, blow it up in the back. Totally jam-packed. That is during Trump's speech, and then past that building, hundreds of thousands couldn't get in because they were blocking all the exits, and except the VIP. The police wouldn't let you at the VIP, and I had VIP tickets, but they said, well, you just got to walk all the way to the front, and then nobody was attacking because the cops would stop you. Again, the cops followed illegal orders. Now, that's what really happened when Trump gave the speech. There he is, giving the speech. Ladies and gentlemen, there I am watching the president give the speech. Okay? Clarence Thomas behind him. Now, let's show what they claimed on the news. That's what every news channel ran from 9:30 in the morning, saying that Trump had no one there. And I know I'm going back to something old, but again, it's just how deceptive they are and how they were trying to keep people from getting in. We have video of bleeding women and children. I mean, this is insane.
It's wild. You know, we need to call it out. At every point. And it's unfortunate that a lot of Americans are brainwashed by the mainstream media. We need to work to put an end to it. We need to continue to work to put an end to it.
You're absolutely right. We got about a minute and a half left, or a minute left. I want to have you back very, very soon. What charges are you facing? They're licking their lips, calling you a criminal in the news.
I mean, it's a joke. Yeah, they're claiming that I had a bond set for a grand. That wasn't true. I was released without a bond. They're claiming that I assaulted this woman when I regained my property from her. The entire thing is a joke. And I'm sure you've seen this firsthand. As many of us have, time and time again, the mainstream media lies. And they need to be called out at every single juncture.
Lucian Wintrich. Folks, read your stuff at thegatewaypundit.com. Where else can they find you? On Twitter?
Wintrich, Gateway Pundit, those are the two main sources.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Callers that have been holding, I'm going right to you, and more news on the other side, and a special treat coming up. Thank you so much, sir. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com. NewsWars.com, spread that link, NewsWars.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind, super blue, fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano-silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a super blue, fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of
containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years, because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. I saw Owen Schroyer this morning, and he said he was going down to Southwest Texas, that's in San Marcos, about 35 minutes from where our office is in South Austin. And they have a front page, "Your DNA is an abomination, whites are inherently evil," written by a Hispanic man. And until somebody jerked the plug out of the microphone, you could hear the audio. It looks like we've gotten the audio back, but there's like aggressive people all around Owen Schroyer. How dare him, evil white man, come out and not admit that he's inherently evil. I mean, again, this is the total mind job that they've done. The feed is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, the feed is on the Real Alex Jones there on Twitter and Facebook. I've tweeted it at Real Alex Jones. You've got White Knight folks busting in on Owen right now, acting aggressive, like proving, hey, we ate whites too. I mean, you know, you watch it. You know, we're here to virtue signal. And so, I mean, I was hearing it earlier. We're not running the audio right now because there could be cussing. They've gotten the mic running again, but this is absolute incredible garbage. I've got to direct what's going on. I'm going to go to rebroadcast, actually, so I'll find out what's going on. Owen needs my help. I may have to get down there right now. Give me the video list. We're going to air some stuff. I'll figure out what's going on. Get all the engineers in there right now. Okay, we're gonna find out exactly what's going on here, because I gotta go down there and help Owen. These people are being really aggressive, and it's white thugs coming up in his face, like, because how dare you not like the cover of the paper saying whites are inherently evil? We're gonna prove we hate white people. You got that, buddy? And it's just, and then like the black guys are like laughing. How sick this is, man! I am so sick of this psyop. Give me a video list, guys. I'm so sick of this garbage. Just bring me a video list. 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 Because I'm getting so upset. I got to go help him. I got to get in the car and go down there, actually. Get the equipment ready. Get everything ready. I'm going down there. Get everything ready. Because if I can't have audio, I'll go down there myself. Come on. Let me have the thing. I got to get in there and see what's going on. Okay. Let's go ahead and air this. And he's there anyways. This is James O'Keefe. I'll be going in the next hour, folks. This is James O'Keefe. Exclusive interview with Millie Weaver. It's up on Infowars.com. He was in Austin or Texas last night. And here is that report with Millie Weaver and James O'Keefe of Project Veritas.
This is James O'Keefe. You're watching Infowars.com.
We are here with James O'Keefe, the man behind Project Veritas Action, who has come out with some pretty amazing investigative reports. Just recently, the Washington Post report that was jaw-dropping. Now, James O'Keefe, I noticed you mentioned during your presentation that you were running out of time. You wish you had more.
Yeah.
Was there anything specific that you wanted to get to that you didn't have a chance to?
I just wanted to show the audience here at SMU, Southern Methodist University, about our New York Times sting, about more media stings, the Washington Post sting. I spoke a long time about undercover ethics and the techniques used to get the information to clarify a lot of things there. But I was expecting to be protested, but I think the presentation went well, and people really, their eyes kind of opened, because it was about truth to power, and it was about all these media conglomerates and all the forces that work against the people. And I think hearing the stories about going against, investigating the government and them trying to shut us down and failing, I think it inspired a lot of people, honestly, that didn't think they were going to be inspired.
Definitely. And, you know, what advice would you give to young people out there who want to be journalists, trying to get into the journalist industry, given that we have this fake news mainstream media avenue, and then we also have this citizen journalism YouTube avenue? What would you give them advice to do?
I think grab a camera, go out in the field, and start your own YouTube channel, and just start doing it, and try to learn lessons from people who've done it before, whether it's your heroes in independent media, or whether you want to pick up some books from the old school and read Upton Sinclair and Nellie Bly and those types of muckrakers, or even some of the modern citizen bloggers that are out there. Learn from them and go out and make mistakes. But the main message, one of the main messages that I had tonight at SMU, was the idea of being unafraid. You have to be willing to face the sort of public humiliation that comes along from very powerful people doing this. And that's the hardest thing for people to get over.
Well, do you have any hints for us as to
what's next?
Who's next?
You know, I would love to tell you, American Pravda, I'm coming out with Veritas is coming out with a book launch in January, and I think we're rolling out this Washington Post thing right now, and we're taking a lot of heat for it. But we have a video just came out this morning, and guys on tape saying the Russia stuff is an effing black box. It's maybe not be a story, contradicts everything the paper tells us and the op-ed pages and elsewhere. And I think we're going to be going after bigger and bigger entities, and I have the words on my lips, and I want to say the names of these companies, but just imagine the largest and most powerful informational entities in the world, and that's who we're going to go after. And sometimes we're going to stumble, and sometimes, you know, the undercover exposés don't. You know, sometimes there isn't a story, but there's always a story somewhere, and it's our job to find it. And we know.
All right, the full James O'Keefe interview is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to be airing it during the War Room today. Owen is leaving, I guess, to get here in the next hour and host the War Room. But you know what? We should call Owen if he wants to stay. Somebody can stay here in Traffic Cop. This was incredible footage. It was like white guys bullying up, getting in his face, wanting to virtue signal that they really believe that whites were inherently evil as well. And just people saying that he's a racist because he doesn't think all whites should be genocided. I mean, this is what education is paid for. And it is just crazy what they've done to these young people. I mean, these folks are screwed up. That's on Infowars.com. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. I've retweeted it at Real Alex Jones. We're going to have to bleep this. I can't run this on air. By the way, the crew's doing a great job. I seem flustered because a bunch of men were around Owen. And Owen's not a small guy. I was like 6'4", 6'5". First it was black guys in his face, and then a bunch of virtue signaling white guys came that looked like they were on the football team and got in his face. I got to be honest. I don't know if I could be there and handle this. A bunch of bullies get in my face. Man, I'm getting sick of this crap. How dare you not want to genocide the white people? How dare you not think whites are inherently evil? You get out of here. There's no free speech in Texas. We're big old meatheads that want to virtue signal to everybody. The name of the video is InfoWars Bullhorn's Racist Newspaper, which says whites are inherently evil and must be gotten rid of. Anyways, a lot of energy here, a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to go to break and come back with some of your phone calls. Rob Dew's got another little speciality coming up, something we shot this morning. And some of it's amazing. Some of it really did happen. Some of it didn't. Wait till you see this. We have a double rainbow on video. So it was particularly exciting what happened next. But getting serious here, Dan and Matt and others, we're going to get to you right after we go to break. Briefly, we do not have a future if it's not for you praying for us and financially supporting us and spreading the links to the articles. They've hit us hard with censorship and blockages and getting our sponsors. But you've come through, so we've still grown some this year and boosted capital some, so I'm radically expanding. But I need to throw money at them in this war. I need to do a bunch of stuff with syndication for TV. It costs millions of dollars. That sounds like a lot. That's cheap. Glenn Beck spent $100 million trying to launch his deal, and it basically failed. We've spent, you know, in the latest expansion, $10 million. That sounds like a lot of money. It's not with the equipment and the crew and the people, even though we're doing it in Texas for a third the price of New York or L.A. We need you to buy T-shirts, videos, books, supplements, X2, BrainForce. We make it easy, too. 50% off on our best-selling items right now. A bunch of stuff's already sold out. But X2, the Real Red Pill, BrainForce, it's all there. 50% off and free shipping. 98% reviews on X2. Man, if you haven't tried anything, try that for a month and see what happens. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and you're back in the First Amendment. You're back in Americana, and you're back in freedom. You're back in everything, and I can feel the energy rising. So InfoWarsStore.com, it's a big umbrella site for the T-shirts, the books, the water filters, the seeds, the air filters, the all the real high-tech stuff, optics, survival gear, you name it. But then InfoWarsLive.com takes you to the subsection of the website with all the great supplements and the water filtration and everything that's about that. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. And you are the folks sponsoring this, and I am the Tasmanian good little devil of talk radio. The globalists keep calling me Tasmanian devil, so I kind of like that nickname. Or bulldog. I've heard that one. So, hey, I'm like a Tasmanian devil from the cartoon. And the more you fund us, the faster I spend, and the more globalist garbage we cut through. We'll be back. Stay with us. Hour number four, baby.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargies. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Man, I tell you, I'm wound up right now. John Rappaport's coming up, always does a devastatingly good job. We got a few callers I promised I'd get to. Then Owen Schroyer in 1 hour is going to be live. He's driving back right now. He just got in his car from San Marcos and Texas State University, where it looked like Berkeley. Looked like big white football players thugging up on him, you know, with the black guys, saying, hey, what are you doing? Get the hell out of here, you effer. Yeah, whites are bad. Screw white people. I mean, it is just a cult of evil because that university ran the cover story. Your DNA is an abomination. Whites are genetically inherently evil. That is pure Adolf Hitler BS. That is pure Adolf Hitler, because whether you're Asian or Caucasian or Hispanic, it's a mix of Asian and Caucasian, or any of this stuff, or black, you know, whatever the case is, within the human groups, everybody has the same spectrum of behaviors. Some people are brighter at this or that, but within any one group, you're going to find others that are brighter as well. We're one species. It's like colors of dogs or colors of cows. I mean, literally, this is the biggest load of malarkey. Cultures have developed in different ways, but this level of anti-white racism is, again, in the government documents as a program of division. Thank God Trump's here trying to unify people. They claim he's dividing. This is foaming at the mouth racism directed by a bunch of whacked out looking women who all look like zombies, and a bunch of white football players who were coming up thugging up when the black guys, I guess, were yelling and cussing at Owen. The white guys showed up to virtue signal. They'll handle. If you don't think whites are inherently evil, you get your butt out of here. Dan in Ohio, then Matt in Ohio. Dan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I would like to make my point before I get to my point. Alex Jones, debunk pre-trib. Mr. Jones, you have to repent of telling people that God's plan of salvation, of catching out the church, is not relevant, and you have to stop preaching this apostasy of post-tribulation, you and diarrhea.
Hey, here's the deal. I'm not a preacher. I love God, but I hope there's a pre-trib, brother. So there you go. I appreciate your call. You wondered about the collapse of the West, but that's not what you called in about. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I love the fact that you got the video stuff up on the different channels, because that's how I get my information from you guys. I just wanted to say that the t-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but the, particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing. I love the little tagline that you guys have on the radio show with InfoWars is, you know, you could do something like InfoWars is the new punk rock, because it really is the new punk rock, dealing with all of these kind of issues that you guys are dealing with.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. But if you really want to stand up for free speech, we've got Trump, Pence 2020, Hillary for President 2017, and a lot of other best-selling shirts that, by the way, are limited edition. We have 600 left of the anti-fascism, anti-communism shirt that triggers the leftists because it looks like an Antifa symbol, but it's the American flag and the Gadsden. When those are gone, they're gone. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. But Matt, stay there. Since you got into T-shirt plugging, I want to come back and talk about ways of combating globalism using the InfoWar, let you finish up, and then hand the baton to the one, the only, Mr. NoMoreFakeNews.com, John Rappaport.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind, into my head. Into no one, into not one, into your stack, but out of bed. It's strong, what's wrong? I've already heard this song before.
Owen Schroyer is in his car. I guess in the company car, driving back up from just south of Austin, San Marcos, Texas State, that is like Berkeley. Berkeley, I guess, on the Frio River. I mean, it is just, or the San Marcos River. It is completely anti-free speech, such a crazy echo chamber, that they publish your DNA is an abomination, whites are inherently evil, and if your great-grandfather robbed a bank, you're guilty. That is such a trademark of authoritarianism to say that the Nazis did this, the Soviets did this. If somebody on your street shoots at an SS officer, we're going to kill your whole street. It's the same thing. Well, you should have known somebody was planning to do that. So now that white people, less than 2% of them, had slaves, most of the white immigrants since then were greater numbers than the total number of people that had already been here from previous immigration. So there's more people that came here after slavery than came here before slavery. That was back under slavery, 2%. After, zero. And it's like this thing where, well, you're white, you're inherently bad. Oh, meanwhile, the Muslims are running slave trafficking all over the Middle East and all over Africa. And it's like, it's okay, though. We won't say it's Muslims. We'll just have specials about why they're selling poor black people. And they go, oh, they're migrants. No, it's the migrants selling them. It's the Islamists selling them. So that's all coming up. I wanted to finish up with Matt and then go to John Rappaport. He's taken over. NoMoreFakeNews.com. Matt in Ohio, go ahead and make your point, my friend.
Just real quick, too, man. I love what you do, and I love all the interviews that you've done. And I think that, you know, I'm getting sick and tired of you being attacked. Oh, Alex Jones is racist. Alex Jones is sexist. I think one thing, one strategy to consider, and I know you guys work on a lot of stuff, is to do compilation videos of, like, all the amazing interviews that you've done with African-Americans, like Professor Griff or KRS-One or Louis Farrakhan. Do a compilation of all these, or Pastor Manning. All, do a compilation video of your interaction with these folks, because if they're going to throw out, oh, Alex Jones is a racist, someone might type in on YouTube, Alex Jones is a racist, and then they might come across a video of these compilation videos. I think the compilation videos that you and your crew have been doing have been super effective, and you can.
No, I agree, and we should do compilations with real liberals that are real liberals that have come on. But let me expand on that. Paul Watson came out yesterday, and he said, "Well, the president might have looked at who he tweeted with these Islamicist murders." Because that group has done a little stuff on the edge. We don't want to be alt-right. We're just patriots, libertarians, new right, whatever. I'm just a libertarian. Thomas Jefferson-style liberal. And so I see why he tweets about everything. He didn't mean that as throwing Trump under the bus. The media jumped on it and said even white supremacist Paul Watson, who talks about the West, because doing that's white supremacist now, if you don't hate the West, even he did this. So Paul wasn't trying to curry favor with mainstream media. He was being honest about groups that he thinks goes too far. And then they went, oh, really? You're a white supremacist. I thought, oh, we got you now. Hell, they may claim he's a child molester tomorrow. Or that's what I've noticed is it's like Pizzagate. We're covering the WikiLeaks. We're covering the spirit cooking. We're covering the Aleister Crowley stuff. We're covering the emails that they don't want to talk about in the media. They're talking about, we'll have the kids for entertainment in that hot tub. And Podesta, we're going to have blood and semen, sir, for you tonight. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is real. So the media focused on a pizza place, diverted everybody onto that in another city. We kind of covered it and looked at it and said, no, we think that's a diversion from this. They used us retracting the coverage we've made, saying now we're sure this is a honeypot, a diversion, to then go like we're weak and then say all of that was us and there's no pedophilia anywhere in the world and none of it's happening, and then use us as an apologist to claim that, you know, the Vatican's not involved and Hollywood's not involved, and they use me to say Jones says there's no pedophilia in the world. Never said it. So then I'm like, oh, I get how they do that. That's how they project it. But God bless you. I appreciate you pointing that out. So I'm not up here on a high horse with Paul. I just said, hey, you notice, I called him last night and I said, you notice you're getting torn up. He goes, yeah, all I did was say, you know, gosh, they should have tweeted this from other sites so he wouldn't get attacked for this group. And I said, yeah, but whatever, Paul. I said, notice how you're getting torn up. And he goes, yeah, I didn't even know they would do this. They're just so desperate. And I said, notice how they act like you're a white supremacist now. See, because they go, oh, you're scared of being called a racist? Well, you're a Nazi, huh? You know, you like halfway criticize a group that might go a little too far and act too much like the other racist side. Oh, you must be weak. We're going to attack you for that now. We found how to get Paul with our race bullying. See, that's why you never give in to any of it, because it's all pure crud by globalist social engineers pushing a total race-based narrative. Now, by the way, I'm going to announce this on air so I get it going. John Rappaport's going to be a reporter for us on the ground on the East Coast, and he's going to send us prospectus and ideas, and he's getting a crew together. He's going to start doing live feeds, start doing taped special reports. He's really worked as an amazing producer and researcher and investigative journalist, NoMoreFakeNews.com. He's had that for 15 years. You can find his art, his articles, his reports there on the site. He's a great guy. So you're taking over, my friend. But just briefly, what do you make of just the current state of total hysteria and all these people getting burned with their own sexual harassment brush? I see it as the globalists getting rid of a bunch of leftists that failed to deliver the New World Order. They already knew about all this stuff, they admit. They're now just using it to get rid of the low-hanging fruit and cut costs, because this signifies the final death spiral of mainstream media.
Yeah, and one of the biggest, Alex, and maybe my favorite, is Charlie Rose, because this guy has been putting out more globalist gibberish for decades on PBS and then CBS than almost anybody else. And I went back and I looked into the record. This is on Charlie Rose's own site. Listen to this. He interviewed George Soros 10 times, Zbigniew Brzezinski 13 times, and Henry Kissinger 11. That's just to pick out three of the biggest globalists on the planet.
And they burned him in 1 second flat when they were done with him like toilet paper.
Bang. Exactly. So he's been sort of the bon vivant, man about town, catching all these great interviews with people. They get on his show and they talk about one world and the interdependence of everything and the money changing into something else. And it's just basically incredible gibberish. I mean, you can barely understand it, but you get the picture that he's been promoting globalism for all these
years. The globalist darling instantly flushed for a decade they knew. What does that signify? They realize all their investment in the mainstream media is now dead on arrival.
Exactly. They don't know what to do. And they're also going to build this. And InfoWars was, as far as I know, the first to point this out quite some time ago. They're going to build this step by step, making a higher and higher wave of we, the media, will even expose our own. Look what we did to Matt Lauer. Look at this. Look at that. We're so sincere and honest and accurate. So now when we finally say at the top of the wave, the biggest sex abuser is Donald Trump.
Yes.
Everybody's going to believe us.
They want to get rid of all their dead weight, all their failures they've been covering up for. They can try to sell us on being legitimate and then create a wave of hysteria where if someone says you shook a woman's hand, it's the death penalty.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Anything at that point will be considered an attack. An incredible attack. And of course, this goes along completely with the whole university insanity about being triggered at anything anybody does or anything anybody says, or if somebody happens to show up in a group and has, I don't know, pinkish, whitish skin, whatever, that's another trigger. You know, this is all just a gigantic psyop that is sucking in millions of young kids all over the world.
This is a total racism reboot.
Exactly. Exactly. Backwards eugenicism.
It's total race reboot to try to get us all fighting with each other instead of coming together against the globalist. And incredible. One of the smartest guys I know, Mr. Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com, takes over in T-minus 4 minutes. Please, whether you're watching on local TV stations, listening on radio, or on different video feeds, spread those links. You are the power. You are the resistance.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
And we're back. John Rappaport here in the fourth hour, sitting in for Alex. Got a few stories to cover here. This is under the heading of the globalist medical cartel and what they are doing to destroy brains, destroy IQ, destroy intelligence, and so forth, which explains a great deal about why you see so many people around these days who are acting completely, completely unhinged, irrational, and crazy. For example, we have a recent study out of Mexico on fluorides, and I've interviewed Dr. Paul Connett about this particular study. And he confirms that it was a well-done study, and it shows that pregnant women who are ingesting the sort of standard normal amount of fluorides that are present in water in communities that fluoridate, that they are giving birth to children whose IQ is showing up lower and lower as they get older, age 4, age 8, 12, so on and so forth. That is a mind boggler, because fluorides are being used so widely around the planet. And local communities are, yes, they're opting out. But for example, in New Zealand, there is a giant fight on right now in that whole country to prevent local communities from being able to say, hey, we don't want any fluoride.
And by the way, the more higher educated an area, the less vaccines and less fluoridation. And as you know, they're trying to use it more and more as a pesticide, and then it bioaccumulates into the food we're eating. So we're being bombarded by this halogen. Sorry, I was just sitting there having my lunch listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. In New Zealand, what's happening is that the federal government wants to turn over all fluoridation decisions to what they call district councils. These are big groups under the federal government. So the communities will no longer have a say in whether they want to be fluoridated or not. That's the battle that's happening in New Zealand right now.
So translate that. The government's federally going to come in. It won't give you any federal money to update your water systems is how they work it. They raise regulations where you've got to do this. Then they say, oh, we have groups that are willing to come in and do this if you have this bond proposal, but we're going to fluoridate that lowers your IQ and gives you cancer, but we love you. It's liberal. Go ahead and do it.
Sure, exactly. And you don't know what's good for you. We do. And so we're going to impose it on you because you're too stupid to understand what's best for you, which is that you become pawns in the globalist game of controlling society. Okay, so that's one example of what I'm talking about. Now in Australia, which is like a testing ground for the rest of the world in many respects, and I have by now lots of friends down there, here's what's happening in the province or territory or state of Victoria. They've got a health minister down there who is completely uneducated and ignorant and lunatic on the subject of all children have to be vaccinated, all children, no exemptions and whatever. And so her latest ploy is to say, we don't even care what doctors say, medical doctors. If medical doctors start writing exemptions for children so they don't have to get vaccinated, A, we're going to ignore that. And B, we're going to go after the doctors and label them as rogue doctors, and we can strip their license, prevent them from earning a living, make them an outlier and an exile. And
we knew that's the next phase. Making doctors and nurses take the deadly vaccines is about running the ones out that are actually awake. This is real terrorism.
Terrorism completely. And then here's the kicker in Australia, and look for this to be coming wherever you live. In order for somebody to say, a parent, listen, I don't want my child to get vaccinated, the step will be, okay, now we're going to open up all your child's medical records. Here they are, and we're going to pass them around within the government to special people who make this decision. And they'll look at all this information, which is supposed to be strictly private, but of course it's not anymore. And then the government will decide whether or not to grant an exemption. Of course they won't. But what they'll usher in is even more exposure of everything that's ever happened to you medically in your life.
It's a criminal investigation without due process by a medical tyranny, and now they have hundreds of vaccines they want to make mandatory, like Gardasil and others. This is literally a biological chemical warfare firing squad.
That's accurate. They have 217 at last count vaccines in the pipeline that are being tried out and tested and so forth. So basically what they're going to do is, they're going to make bigger and bigger combination vaccines. You know, in other words, oh, you're getting the vaccine for disease A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, all in one bang shot. The baby is 6 months old. The baby never recovers. The baby is autistic, has brain damage, and the doctor says, not my fault, has nothing to do with the vaccine. The only way they're going to be able to deliver that many vaccines is to group them all together and collect them into super poisonous, toxic, gigantic bombshells of chemical warfare. That's what they're after. And to mandate it for everybody.
Well, the 223 round was meant to get around hollow points not being used in a Geneva Convention. It's so high velocity it would bounce around and cause people to be wounded, not killed, putting pressure on the economy of the enemy army. They admit this, all these soft kill weapons, bioweapons, the GMO, the vaccines are meant to weigh down and break down society. This is the weapon system against the family. Then all the gender garbage and all that is also meant to confuse it.
Yeah, of course. By the use of multiple pesticides that change endocrine levels and estrogen levels and so forth and so on, which they, you know, the experts just can keep denying it. Oh, it has no effect on hormone levels. So it has nothing to do with producing men who aren't men anymore and women who aren't exactly women anymore. This whole campaign to scramble all the genders and now say to little kids in school, you know, age 4 or 5. Oh, you can choose what you want to be. You want to be this or a man.
This is
a
strategic plan.
Bam, boom, bam.
Even admitted in the White House Science Czar book. I mean, this is an admitted plan. This is an industrial level beyond the Manhattan Project exterminist program. What do we do?
That's right. This is the attack. The chemical warfare attack, and it's all being engineered through the medical cartel. That's why for the last 15 years, longer actually, I've been writing so much about the medical cartel, because it's really the chemical warfare.
It is the eugenics arm. It is the tip of their spear. It is how they're carrying out their secret testing program on the public.
That's right. And now several other studies have come along, including a new study that talks about incredibly high levels of aluminum found in the brain tissue of children, autistic children who have died. And we know that aluminum is in almost all vaccines. We'll be back.
That's right. John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com, is hosting. So good, though, like a little bird sitting on his shoulder. I keep popping in. You may know my name. I'm Alex Jones. What we're covering is horrible, but the truth will set us free. Stay with us.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Back in the fourth hour here, sitting in for Alex, John Rappaport. Merry Christmas, an early Merry Christmas to everybody. I guess that's now supposed to be a crime, right? Ooh, he said Merry Christmas, and he meant it. So let me segue right into this 10% off offer on InfoWars Store. Digital gift cards are now on sale for 10% off with the coupon code BONUS at the InfoWarsStore.com. So that means you can give your friends these cards for Christmas. You don't have to be crushed into oblivion at the malls and department stores and so forth. You just give them these gift cards, InfoWars gift cards, and now get 10% off with the coupon code BONUS, and they can select from any of the massive number of products at InfoWars to buy for themselves. They support the InfoWar. They get great products. The InfoWar expands. And you get 10% off on these cards, gift cards, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit now about how intelligence operations are really run. Because the mainstream media, which is, of course, infected by intelligence agents, assets from the CIA, and so on and so forth, doesn't think it's necessary for the people to understand or know. And let's just take the simple, putrid case of Congress, which is one seething mass of corruption on all sides of the aisle and so forth, and has been for as long as I've been aware of it, and that's a long time, folks. So we have these sex abusers, sex predators, sex criminals in Congress. And we see some exposure now, Al Franken, John Conyers, et cetera, on and on. And, of course, there are more. There have been more, and there are still more who are having sleepless nights these nights. But it is standard, please understand this, it is standard operating procedure in the intelligence community of America, of England, of every country on earth, that you want to use extortion, intimidation, and blackmail to get people in power to do what you want them to do. Not only in those intelligence agencies, but in the other political party, or in corporate lobbyists, and so on and so forth. Everybody wants to run these intelligence operations, and they do. And this is a perfect breeding ground, like a gigantic, horrendous swamp, for this to occur in Congress, and has been for a long time. Of course, the major media don't want to talk about that. What are the blackmail possibilities over the years, and even now? Some congressman is sitting there, he knows he's a pedophile, he knows he's been operating, doing horrendous crimes with underage boys and so on and so forth. Do you think that this guy has just been left alone all these years? Of course not. People who find out about this, intelligence agencies whose business, whose lifeblood is to find out about this. Don't be naive, okay? Find out about this, and they approach this guy in a variety of ways until he begins to get the message that his crimes are known. Now, they can be protected. He can be protected, of course. We wouldn't want to have a scandal bursting open at the seams and this horrible material coming out, ruining your life and the life of your family and your friend. What will people think of you in the whole nine yards, right? If this guy in Congress needs to have this made, you know, vivid and lucid for him, if he's that stupid that he can't see the implications. And when he finally gets the message, he understands now that whoever is sitting across from him talking, whether it's the CIA with their horrendous operations and secret agendas, or the intelligence agency of some other country, that he is now operating under their control. That's it. That's the purpose of blackmail and extortion, is to bring about that result. That's what it's all about. And if you don't think that Congress has been one gigantic target for decades and decades based on the perverted criminals, sex abusers, and pedophiles, etc., who inhabit those halls, you're crazy. It's been a prime target, and it continues to be a prime target to make these people do things whether they want to or not. How to vote on a bill, whether to not vote on a bill, whether to stifle a bill in committee, whether to take some other horrendous action like favoring a particular corporate lobbyist and allowing that corporation in his home state to pollute rivers to their heart's content without any prosecution or fine or exposure or whatever it is, you see, to back the pharmaceutical companies who keep turning out horrendously poisonous drugs and vaccines and destroying populations. Well, he knows about that in Congress. He's read the studies. I've been exposing the open source studies myself for the past 7 or 8 years. This is not privileged information, but he continues to vote for anything that is friendly to the pharmaceutical industry because he's under control, because he's an asset now, because he can't move, because he's paralyzed, because there's no way out for this person. That's an intelligence operation. And to think that as the exposure of these predators and abusers in Congress comes forward, that, oh, we're solving the problem and this is just the exception to the rule, that is completely ridiculous. The mainstream media would like you to believe that, but it's not true. Not true whatsoever. And I'll give you an example. In 2016, a law was passed and signed by Obama under the aegis of the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch at the time, that raised the bar and made it much, 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 much more difficult for the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, to march into a pharmaceutical company and say, look, we know you're sending out hundreds of thousands of opioid pills in this shipment and that shipment and this shipment to these tiny pharmacies in the middle of nowhere. So we know that you're a drug trafficker. I'm talking about Purdue Pharmaceuticals, for example, that was eventually prosecuted, but others that have not been. Now, it's very, very difficult, almost impossible, because of that law that was passed and signed by Obama and passed virtually unanimously in both houses of Congress. That's one of the reasons that we have this incredible opioid epidemic spreading across America and other countries. You know, 30,000 deaths estimated per year, hundreds of thousands of dead-end addicts who can't even live anymore or function. And members of Congress could be seen on C-SPAN standing around laughing and joking and so forth as the vote was cast and as Obama signed the bill into law. And even that CIA font of disinformation, the Washington Post, reached out to Obama and Loretta Lynch to ask them to discuss why they okayed this law and favored it. And they both refused to even discuss it or comment on it. Complete silence. That's what I'm talking about. How did that bill pass? Blackmail, baby. That's how it passes. Extortion, influence exerted upon members of Congress. That's how this happens. That's what you get. And people have to wake up to it. This has been going on for a very, very long time. Okay, I've got more. We're going to take a break here. This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex. We'll be back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
John Rappaport sitting in here in the fourth hour. Great Christmas song there. And I do want to repeat here. Why go to the malls and department stores and drive yourself crazy at Christmas when you can get InfoWars gift cards now at 10% off at the InfoWars store? It's very simple. Give the gift cards as gifts and you won't have to be trampled. <You know? laughs> Don't be trampled this Christmas. InfoWar gift cards, 10% off now at InfoWarsStore.com. alexjones.com, and then the people you give those cards to can select any of the massive number, hundreds of products at InfoWars Store and buy them. Perfect. Everybody benefits. Okay, in the remaining time, I want to continue this business about how intelligence operations are really run, because we now come to the infamous Trump dossier. And I just don't think enough people are getting this, really. I mean, come on. This is a dossier that supposedly was put together by ex-British spy Christopher Steele. Sounds like a name out of a Bond movie. He was working at the Russian, at the British embassy in Russia in Moscow in the early 1990s under diplomatic cover, but he was really working for MI6 and he made contacts and so forth, we assume. And then all these years later, he is the guy who comes back after he was paid by the Democratic National Committee to compile this very, very, explosive Trump dossier that would prove once and for all that Trump and Putin were conspiring and the Russians were throwing the election to Trump, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Man, people just don't understand how the intelligence world operates. I mean, they don't have a clue, all right? So let me break this down for you. First of all, most people don't even know what's in the Trump dossier. But one of the things is the claim that the Russian intelligence service has enough blackmail evidence on Trump so that they control him. That's the key. Understand? Hey, Donald, we got all this. Look at the footage and whatever in the hotel room in Moscow and what you did there. And we've got this, plus we have that, plus we have this. And I mean, come on. Right. And Trump goes, OK, boys, whatever you say. And then the Russians say, OK, you're our guy. We own you. We're going to help you win the election, become president. And now you're going to be an intelligence asset and every other kind of asset of the Russian government, which means Putin. That's what we're supposed to believe. That's what's in the dossier, essentially. That's the implication of the dossier. OK, get that straight, first of all. All right. So now. Imagine this, all right? I mean, it just, okay. If you were the Russians, high up in the intelligence community, way, way, way up in the secret, secret realm, and Putin himself, okay, that little coterie, the idea that you would control Donald Trump, the president of the United States, and he would be your asset, paralyzed, not able to do whatever he wanted to do, except if you said it was okay, right? That, my friends, would be the number one prime cut secret of the Russian intelligence establishment beyond any other, right? I mean, that's the Holy Grail. That's where you go in fantasy dreams if you work for the CIA or the KGB or MI6 or whatever. Hey, boss. We did it. We landed the biggest fish in the world. Donald Trump, we now own. Get it? That would be the most tightly held secret within the Russian intelligence service. No question, not even close. I mean, nobody talks about that. But some potato head, ex-MI6 agent, in 2016, waltzes into Moscow, or however he does it, and taps his old Russian contacts, whoever they might be, and says, hey, do you have anything for me? I'm putting together a dossier on Donald Trump. Oh, Chris, my boy, let's sit down and have a drink because we've got something to tell you you won't believe. Really? Yes, we control Donald Trump. We own him. He's a Russian asset. Yeah, this is really going to happen, folks. These people, if they even knew about this most tightly held secret of the Russian intelligence community. Even if they knew, they're just going to talk out of school to some potato head from England about it all. Sure they are. At the risk of being drawn and quartered and chopped up and diced up, their lives, their existence destroyed, put through a meat grinder with their family. Sure they're going to do that. Of course they're going to do that. Of course they will. And of course the major media is not pointing out the incredible absurdity of the possibility of something like this happening. It would be like this. The CIA has enough information on Vladimir Putin so they control him, right? This is the biggest victory in the history of the CIA by far. They now control Russia through Putin. They have so much blackmail information on this guy that he can't even move off the chair unless he calls up his handler at the CIA. This is a victory like no other since 1947 when the CIA was created. Okay. And then some British ex-spy wanders into Langley just to, you know, hi, boys, remember me? Yeah, when I was serving under diplomatic cover in Washington. Listen, what do you got? Oh, and the CIA people at the very tip top, the director of the CIA, it has to be the director, right? Let me show you what's in the vault inside the vault inside the vault. Because you're going to love this, Chris. We control Vladimir Putin. Lock, stock, and barrel. Isn't that fantastic? Wow, Chris says. I got to get back home and tell everybody. And in fact, of course, I got to tell Hillary and I got or whoever, you know, I got to just tell them. Oh, yeah, sure. Tell everybody. Absolutely. We're going to spill to you the plum of plum of plums that we have worked for decades in order to bring off. And we succeeded. This is it. And we're just going to, oh, yeah, sure. I'm going to spill it to Mr. Potato Head. This, we're supposed to believe, is what happened in Russia. And then Steele took back the dossier and said, hey, look what I got. Woo, baby. And he gave it back to the DNC, and he gave it to the FBI. He gave it to everybody, and terrific, terrific, terrific. And then whoever it was, BuzzFeed, broke the news, yes, of the Trump dossier. These people understand the intelligence community the way an ant understands how to pilot a spaceship, okay? When they tell these stories, these fairy tales, these incredible fantasies about how the dossier was put together. Nothing like that under the sun would ever happen. Believe me, folks. Nothing in the U.S., in Russia, in England. Forget about it. Either Christopher Steele just, you know, made it all up, or a bunch of disinfo specialists in Moscow just thought they would give him, you know, a little elbow and a giggle and so forth and tweak him by telling a whole bunch of lies about how they controlled Donald Trump when it wasn't true at all. In which case, why would they do that if they were doing? Why would they do that if they were doing that? Well, that would be because they wanted to defame Trump and throw the election to Hillary Clinton. Oops. 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 Getting the message? Getting the message, folks? Wow. How little the major media pretend they understand intelligence ops. If they were honest and honorable, they would never have run with the story. Instead, they would have run with this story. Unbelievable fantasy peddled to the DNC. Okay, we've reached the end here of another great hour. InfoWars, John Rappaport sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour. See you next time.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. America is in an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.